Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Look, there'll be a cab here in 5 or 10 minutes. I'd appreciate it if you'd wait at the gate and use it.
Why, are you going someplace?
No, you are. I want you out of here. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough?
I understand.
Is that clear?
Yeah, Jerry, I understand.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
Let's go.
Sorry, Mr. Leister.
Hey,
Jerry, can
you understand English? Take your things
all
and
right,
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Well, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you.
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I can take a hint.
If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps at my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
So did Hitler. Merry Christmas.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
All I have to do is talk. And all you have to do is read or listen. And believe me, the way you believed me when I sang all the songs, well, now I'm talking, and listen to me, for goodness sakes. Don't make a joke of me anymore. People say, and print, and believe, the stupid ones, and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, what? It's a goddamn wonder I'm not. But I'm not. Because there's Joe, Lorna, Liza,
Joe,
Mark, and me.
Joe.
And whoever wants to love us is welcome. Whoever is against us, get out.
You never miss a job split. No matter what. Y'all didn't drop your palms together. Did y'all count wrong? You're still walking on your heels. It almost looks just like you have weak ankles. Pose on count one. That's just lack of thinking. Jump, split, down, and hit.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Miss Sadie Van Wilkinson!
I didn't think it was physically possible, but this both sucks and blows.
But you can't write how nervous my hands get. Or how lost I might get when I have to remember, because I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis going back over a life that was no good to begin with, no fun, and it's a little bit, I'm doing it purely for money, because I deserve it. I've sung, I've entertained, I've pleased your children, I've pleased your wives, I've pleased you, you sons of bitches! And you can't deny that. Now the government isn't pleasing you very much. They're not protecting me. They're going to move the house away with the kids. Sizzle off is some kind of... And a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pits. I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the sludge. Now, you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
This is ghetto-licious.
There you are with the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa.
In the room.
In the room, and Mona Lisa, along with the flotsam and jetsam of movie making. There's a bunch of cables stacked up, and there's a Western dolly with a bunch of lights on it, and here's some C stands and some Apple boxes and all this kind of stuff, and that's what the lovely Mona Lisa is getting to look out on in the course of.
Oh my God.
She didn't complain, but nonetheless, I wasn't. Are we allowed to do this?
Thank you.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
House of Pets.
Yes, do you sell parakeets, there?
Yes, we do.
Excuse me, how many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to, need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see, in other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Get a joint.
You know who the fuck I am?
You big what? Come out the bookies? You a winner or a loser?
You're making a big mistake.
Damn. 3G?
Oh.
You got what you want. Please don't, I got kids.
Yo, man, look at his mouth.
Do him now.
Jesus, no. Please. No, please.
You go, man. Why you pull that trigger?
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
I'd like to think I'm aware of it, but I know that sometimes it happens quite by accident. That's what's amazing about film. You can go off and you can have a day where you think, man, I nailed that today. I was killer. I was ready. It was sensational. I acted really good today. And you see it in the movie, and it's the worst thing you've ever done. It's ham-fisted, and it's obvious. But the camera can read Paul. They can, and there's days when you just...
That's video from Tom Monroe and his tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Sings Petula Clark. Little help from Mike McDonald and the Doobies on that one. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Whoops, we got the wrong super up there. Let's try that. On the Jerry Todd Show, there we are. Good morning in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you and a little chat and hopefully lots of fun. And we'll have some more video for you. But first, let's pay some of those bills.
I watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
How are you anyway? Jerry Todd with you. Glad you're along for the ride. Maybe you're at home this morning or at work. Or just around about anywhere enjoying the fine video. Meantime, let's look after some business. We provide this as kind of a public service of the Jerry Todd Show. It's from the community chest, and it's a lost dog announcement. If you're in the vicinity of Ellesmere and Morningside, be on the lookout for a little lost doggy. If you're in the vicinity meantime, keep your eyes open for the little doggy, and we'll see what we can do. Meantime, on the Jerry Todd Show, whoops, that's the second time we've done that this morning. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Let's see if we can get a different color on that this morning. For these are called supers, you see, because they're in front of the picture. Let's see what we can come up with here. That's kind of nice. I like that. I'm the Jerry Todd Show. Nice,
what are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Okay, well. There we go.
I can't pigeonhole that one at all.
It used to be known as the cavalcade. Like,
I would have labeled it early on as the bitch mix. But then you went into other territory.
To each his own, Mike.
Yes.
You and I are like the guy on our back painting that goddamn ceiling of the Da Vinci Code.
Yes, yes, Michelangelo.
Yes.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Good old Mike Angelo.
Mikey Angelo.
Did we miss your favorite part?
Yes, I was just too busy talking about what we're doing. Okay, my man.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, if you live in Colorado and out west on the Sacramento, noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
If you got a problem,
hello.
He's mentally retarded.
Hold on, I'm gonna show you. He needed to step up. He's standing there, but it ain't on. I can play it and play it.
He's mentally retarded.
But now he's doing the mime thing, like he's trapped in the box. That's very funny, Rob.
Hello.
All right, let's stop this charade. Let's bring him in.
He's mentally retarded.
Secret. Many hours. Delicious. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mother. And all the ships at sea.
Mother.
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 And when me. And when there was just two pieces of apple pie left, they each wanted them both.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you, Robin. Let me start with Billy Swan. I loved this when I was working the roller rink circuit.
Sure.
Because it would be, you know, girls only, or maybe the always anticipated backwards skate.
This strikes me as the kind of tune that would go over very well in a roller rink.
Billy Swan, I can help add. Well, can't you tell already by the smell? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yes.
And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Monday.
No, he's not retarded.
05-1506.
Hi, Donald. Mike Burbank here.
He's mentally retarded.
No, he's not.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi.
That's right.
Okay, we got that fixed.
Here's the phone number
for you to call the show. The main number, 877-365-3636. If you live somewhere where you can't use 877, like Canada, or our neighbors down south where we're building that big wall, down in Mexico, you can call us at 800-636-1067. For a short time in Washington, D.C., if you listen on WJFK-FM, you can call us at 202-432-1067. Let me see. iPod, iTunes. All right, we're there. Go to Talk Radio and look for our show. We've got about 100 episodes there. Our show is on the intranet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. And we have the pleasure of ignoring your many emails, but go ahead and send them anyway. What else has Johnny got to do back there?
What a pleasant little ditty to start the show with.
Sure is. Email us at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Okay, that's all the ways that you can contact us.
Hello,
good.
A Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
You got to hear my new ringer.
Your ringer?
You have a new ringer.
Your ringer? Yeah, I hear my new ringer for my phone. You ready?
Your ringer on your phone.
Here we go.
Okay.
2, 3, stretch all of it down. 5. You know what that is?
I can identify that ringtone already. That is Arnold Schwarzenegger's workout thing with, because we played it on the show with with Journey.
Excellent.
It's Don't Stop Believing. It's, we played that. It's the Arnold,
that is it.
The Arnold workout record.
That's up, right.
Down.
I have a handyman job.
It's thanks.
Well, thanks for playing.
Name guess, that ringtone.
You know, he suddenly left so abruptly.
That was very rude.
Yeah.
The Monday favorite. Buzz has got it. It's Name That Ringtone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's always our traditional opening Monday segment.
We originated it. It belongs to us.
Hello. So nice to know so many nice people.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
All right, let me say it American. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, you them. How are you?
Good. I'd like to speak to Don and Mike about the third Duke lacrosse player that was just indicted.
I see we're working with a bit of a CD right now.
it's a kind of delay.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so just give us a second.
Okay.
We're working on a CD right now. Anyway, yes, you were saying about the Duke lacrosse player.
Who is an alum from the boys' high school in Bethesda. You know which one.
You got me by the short hairs. What, you met the school that my kid went to?
Yeah, buddy. Mine, too.
Okay, so this would be,
Are there any other happy thoughts you want to share?
So, wait, hold on.
No.
This would be,
You sounded, your kid went there, too. You sounded a little excited.
No, I'm not excited about it. Actually.
Well, you were obviously chomping at the bit to call in.
This is a funny concept.
Because I wanted to hear what you had to say about it. What's really sad is that the news stations are already up there surrounding the school.
Okay, and I've not heard this, but if in fact a kid who went to the high school that I sent my son to and you sent yours to, if a kid has been indicted in the Duke thing for lacrosse?
Yes, it's the third one that was just indicted.
Yes, I understand, but not the third from this particular high school.
No,
the first.
Honey,
what do you think about it?
And hold on, Mike, but first, in the great words of Larry King, what do you care?
But I'm curious what she thinks about it. She wanted you to comment on it. What do you think about it, ma'am?
You know, I'm torn because I think, you know...
Maybe I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
You should not have asked.
I think all of them deserve, you know, to have their day in court and whatever.
Oh, that's what you're calling with this great news. Tell me, the young man in question here, who I don't even know, do you know him?
I don't know.
Did your kid know him?
No. He actually just graduated from Duke yesterday, they said. So he was a senior, so obviously...
Can you just hear the bitchy meowness? Well, they say he just graduated from Duke yesterday.
I think where he went to school, where he went to high school, is so totally irrelevant to anything that has to do with this case. With three people that have been charged with something, I think it's irrelevant.
If you wanted to call the show and relate to me on some level because this kid went to the same school as your kid and my kid, that's the wrong thing. All you got to do is call me up and say, you know, and we're talking about the Landon School. Yeah, that's where I said Bart.
The local media here is because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And support your local newscast. They're all over this because of the fact that the kid is from the area.
So what you should do is not call like that. You know, call me up Sunday and say, hey Don, you like me, send our kids to the Michael Landon School. You know, and then we can commiserate about collectively how much money we've sunk into that place.
Well, you used to go to a lot of football games and follow the Michael Landon Little Joes, right? Wasn't that the mascot, the Little Joes?
Honey, listen, really, let it go. Let it go.
But wait.
Let it go. There's no more phone tree. Our kids don't go to that school anymore. Okay? I don't want to hear from other parents that went to whose kids went to my kid's school unless my kid knows you're a kid. Oh, and does my kid know your kid? Because if he does, I'll make sure that stops right now.
You still have that kind of clout, don't you? Even though he's an adult now, even though he's 21, you still have that kind of clout.
My son says, hey, one of your retarded friends' mom is calling this show.
One last comment before I go. Can I just say that I think your website with the final picture of your wife was just a beautiful picture of your wife, and she was a beautiful lady.
Well, I agree, and again, thank you. A little awkward, this whole phone call.
I think it's wonderful that both kids went to the Michael Landon School, home of the fighting girlish bouffant hairdos.
Okay, listen, I tell you what, go back and get that high school directory from when you're...
There she goes. Just Miss Positive Bitchy Energy for a Monday.
Nice way to start the week.
Jesus. Did you hear the joy?
I mean...
Where she's got it, she's got to take a vacation to Sacramento. Uh-huh.
I'm not mad at her. I'm not offended because she mentioned...
Can I be?
No. You know what? You just got to know. That is the mindset that... And Frieda would tell you the same thing. The mindset that we deal with, this is a good school, you know, in my opinion, overpriced, but aren't they all a good school? But most of the parents have that attitude.
Yeah.
Like, well, our S doesn't stink because, you know, we're paying the money to send the children to this wonderful school. And look at this. There's one giving the school a bad name, for goodness sake. Why, you know what? I'm going to call the radio.
Tell me that right now.
I call the radio.
Tell me right now that there aren't conversations for parents that knew that family or that aren't going something along these lines. You know, I always thought, you know, geez, I just didn't understand. Boy, I tell you,
it was a better school.
God, and maybe. Oh, I'm so mad. That makes me mad.
Don't be mad, people.
It just irritates
me. Don't be mad. You know,
Maybe I'm mad because I'm in the middle of that right now. You know, my kids are right in the early stages of that school experience, and it does get... God,
damn, I mean, is it any wonder why kids today go bananas?
And there's bananas
there
again.
No bananas.
They go berserk because there's so much pressure.
When did you give up on homeschooling?
Yeah. Well, last year, actually. Last year, yeah, when they didn't. Look, how long does it take to make a beef stew, you know? I mean, okay. Seriously.
I agree.
Anyway. That was a good start to the show.
Yes.
Let's take another one. That just
you mean the Judy Garland tapes?
No. I think
that call was related to the Judy Garland tapes.
The lady's phone call.
Now that we're
and
all
then
laughing.
He just didn't seem to want to take it seriously. I called with the true desire to make him upset.
Did you hear? Like what? Like I'm going to call the school up now and go, hey, I would like 10% of my money back. Because you had a bad egg there. Hey, BFD. No,
misery loves company. She just wanted some company.
Yeah. Here's what she... I said, what? You're kidding. What's his name? His name is Joe Blow? Oh! They say he had something to do with that? With that girl? Hey, that's great. I'll get off the phone tree and call everybody, okay? Bye!
Bye! Bye!
The phone tree.
Yes.
Oh.
Get off.
You remember it well.
God damn, did I hate the phone tree. You know, Frida would try to explain the process to me. Because, of course, it was a private school. And they would go, they would make the kids go, even when, like, all the other counties had shut down. Now, that worked okay on the days when the counties would shut down because there was one flake of snow on the road and the roads were drivable. However, there could be 3 or 6 inches of snow on the ground, and they would wait until the very last minute to cancel school.
Oh, that's a big thing in private schools.
And
they like to hold out because they want to create the illusion of we're better.
We're trying harder
than public.
Yeah. And then it's the dreaded phone tree. And every time that I was involved in the phone tree, I screwed it up. the way it would work was one, you know, the BS in this, one captain, one family captain, where you got like 8 phones.
That's before the wonderful, that's before the internet helped out these situations. Now it's a little bit better.
Well, back then, yeah, it was just phone calls.
Back then, not too long ago.
And it would be, hi, you know, there's no school today. Great. And then she would say, will you call the next name on the phone tree? And I said, sure. And we just hang up the phone. And one time Frida said to me, you know, whatever her name, you know, Joni McSmelly says you didn't call her with the phone tree. I said, why should I call with the phone? By the time they called, it was on the bottom of the TV screen.
And I always really thought that the phone tree was an unnecessary situation because, you know, one of the pleasures of my growing up when I went to public school was turning on the radio and waiting for your school to be announced. I mean, it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there were those days, man, every kid has them in any area where there's snow, where you have those days where, for some strange reason, the snow would hit like 6 different towns around yours and you'd be one of the 2 or 3 that had to go to school. And that was a great tragedy.
Do you remember you and I used to love heavy snow days? You know why? We are so freaking lazy.
Right.
We did our morning show. Mm-hmm. On the days when the weather would be bad, we just say to our newsman, David Haynes, David, because the station had this whole thing, you know, you can count on the morning zoo for the information you need.
Yep.
Man, if someone took a leak on the road, it would be like, David, let's go over those school closings again.
We'd open the thermoses. Early.
We let him go for 15 minutes. You know, normally...
And really, back then, it was still a big deal for you and I to stay in a hotel overnight.
We would...
close to the radio station.
We would pull that one on our wives. And don't think that they didn't. I know Frida knew it. It'd be like, they'd say, chance of 8 inches of snow overnight. So, you know...
I would, like, go till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I would call Mike and say, should we get a room at the Key Bridge? And he'd say, yeah.
That's right.
Partying.
You know, I was always up front with Frida.
It was like a dusting the next morning. It's like, ooh, that's tough.
I remember one time I ended up on that in the bar on the top floor of the Key Bridge Marriott at like 1 in the morning, and there was
looking for people,
and there was no snow,
and there was nobody,
no snow, nobody, just me and Mike getting drunk, having to go to work in 4 hours.
Sure. but knowing that we'd have David Haynes, and you know, we'd make him read the non-closings.
It's crazy.
Just make him read.
Mm-hmm. It was a big time filler back then. Much as retelling the story now is a big time filler.
Well, I'm just wrecked with guilt. The whole school thing is sensitive to me because Elizabeth, you know, it, she's 8 years old, so I can't say she forgot her lunch that I packed for her today, but, you know, because it's kind of...
Sure you can.
At 8 years old, you're right on that borderline, you know, where it's kind of her responsibility, but mine too.
Right.
And I didn't find it until noon, and I was so, so bummed out. Mm-hmm. You know, they take care of those situations if a kid forgets a lunch, but it still bummed me out. So I think I was hypersensitive to the whole school issue today. I'm very, very uptight about that. Because really, you know what I think they're saying about me now? It's like... You know, I've got a fifth grader down the hallway
that's enjoying
a delicious lunch that I packed this morning, and then you've got a third grader where you know that the parent teacher, the teacher aide that's in there is going, oh yeah, there's the child that has
did you
a
eat
part-time
it?
Dad. No.
Did you eat
no,
it?
No, it's still right there. You could go into my kitchen right now, and it would be sitting there. It would be sitting there with all the stuff in there.
Daddy's deviled egg sandwich.
I was so bummed. You know, yeah. If those things are magnified when you only do it part-time. They are magnified 1,000-fold. They really are.
About kids, I won't bore you long with this, about having grandkids, which is a new experience to me in the last year. I was out in Minneapolis this weekend,
right.
where my daughter, Amy, had to have some more medical stuff done, because one thing she did inherit from me was a really screwed-up insides.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to have a spinal tap and some other stuff done this weekend, which meant she had to be immobilized.
Right.
So there had to be help with the kids.
Right.
It was Mother's Day and everything. So I went there for the weekend, and it's so great the difference in the relationship over the last year with my daughter. Again, all this hinging on since when Frida passed away, it's like really that thing, one door closes, the next one opens.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone from them having kind of a general indifference towards me in the beginning to it was okay, I'm that guy, mm-hmm. and then it was Grandpa Mike and. And now it's just Grandpa.
Grandpa. Mm-hmm.
And I had such a good time with these three grandkids, most especially Ethan, who is going to be 4 on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me if there's not something in the genes here. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the kid can throw a football a mile, because I'm not a gifted athlete.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you that the kid is as smart as a whip, because I'm as dumb as a box of rocks. However, he is going to be 4. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, he can sit down in front of the Xbox and play Madden and beat the computer.
Wow.
And he plays at the all-pro level.
Right.
Wow.
I know this because I sat and watched him do it.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like nothing.
How can you take those skills and direct them into something? Because when you say
you
he can beat the computer at Xbox, I'm not saying call Yale.
No, but it is a confusing game to figure out.
Yeah.
And it's not like he runs the same play every time.
I think of that movie, The Last Starfighter. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Where the kid is a whiz at a video game, and it's actually used by aliens to recruit starfighters that are going to be spacemen that they can fly the jet.
And it's a great movie because the video has the graphics of like Space Invaders.
Right, exactly.
And for that, you can do space travel.
No, he's doing.
I would think there's something there. There's hand-eye. There's something where you could. Maybe if you,
I don't know,
you catch him early enough.
He's good at it. I sat there and I watched. I mean, he ran a touchdown, ran a kickoff back for a touchdown.
Right.
He would call a draw play. I'm not sure he knows exactly, but I mean,
multiple plays.
You've got to know. You know, you're hitting A, then B, and you push the up button to make a guy go in motion.
Right.
And you got a hot receiver, and he seems to understand all of that. Then the funniest part was the next day, Sunday, when the weather was good, we were outside, and you know, his dad, Josh, my son-in-law, they're throwing the football. And he says, you got to see what he does when he catches a football. Now, you know, they're just playing a little Nerf football. So he tosses it. He says, okay, then run for a touchdown. He runs for a touchdown. What he does is he mimics the way the Madden players are.
Oh, God.
Like all of the dances that the players in the video games do.
Pretty funny. I can see a 4-year-old doing
that. It is funny to see them come to life that he falls on the ground and he spins around on his back and he does the salute thing. And then at one point they said to him, do the Chad Johnson thing. And he does a little river dance. He catches the ball and does the river dance.
Wow.
You know, he'll probably grow up to be a really great mechanic or something.
Some value.
He'll probably grow up to be a great bricklayer.
Even at 4, even being able to run one of those games, I mean, that's not easy, is it?
Oh, hold on a second. Now Now, it's always the one-upmanship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rob wrote me a note.
I'm proud of my son, too.
Rob wrote me a note. His son, Robert, who's just a little younger, does that when they play their improv games.
He does.
When you play the theater arts games?
Yeah, when we play our theater sports.
Right. He's 3 years old, and he's already an ace in charades,
well,
right?
We have to play improv because he can't memorize lines.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's crazy talk.
Anyway, I was impressed by that. You know, the other ones... You know, like Addie, the one who's five.
Right.
Really, she can sit and read out of a book, and they've taught her to speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. You know, which is, you live in Minnesota. What is
the likelihood alone?
What is the point of that? I mean, you know, you learn French. You're closer to Canada. But she can speak, you know, she's, you know, how do you say this in Spanish? I mean, not that I'm not impressed by that. Mm-hmm. And then the youngest one, Carly, who's almost two now, can have total conversations, you know, when they get to that age when they can put sentences together.
Right.
And it's very nice, you know, you're like, Grandpa, your beard's soft. So yes, my beard is soft. She's soft. Yes, soft. And then she just pulls the hell out of it.
Oh, wow.
And gets a big laugh. And one time she yanked and pulled and it really hurt. Mm-hmm. And I must have given her a look like, and then she's, I love you.
They had learning.
Yeah, she knows that's how to manipulate.
They'll do that forever.
Yeah. So it was a very nice, even though Amy wasn't feeling good, goddamn, that's nice to go there and spend time with them. They remind me of Bart when he was little.
Sure. Good for the soul.
Yeah, that's good.
Gotta be.
And I hope she had a nice Mother's Day. We tried to make that happen for her. And Northwest Airlines, I want to once again just salute them. Now, they, as far as I can tell, are the only airline that flies to Minneapolis-St. Paul, where my daughter lives.
How'd they do this time around?
Well, here was the problem. The plane's leaving in the mid-afternoon yesterday, and I'm there on time, and we're waiting. You know, everybody, all the people, we're all gathered waiting, and they say, we are going to be a little late taking off today. And you know, over the intercom, and everybody's going, oh, why? And you know me, Mr. Type A.
Yeah.
I'm one of those dicks. When I've had a long weekend like I did, and I was even though I was happy and everything, beat ass tired. I was just standing at the gate, and you know the woman even said to me, "We won't be boarding for another 15 minutes." I said, "That's okay. I just got this thing. I want to be the first one on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just stand here, you know, like a dick,
staring at you
with my iPod on, you know,
staring at you, waiting for you to click on that intercom."
So she's making this announcement. We're going to be delayed. I don't know how long it's going to take. And everybody's looking at her.
Is the plane at the gate?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
So here is the problem.
What?
There is one member of the flight crew that has not shown up.
Yeah.
And she says that until this woman, as it turns out, the waitress, the stewardess, until she shows up.
Yes.
We're not going to be able to leave.
Mm-hmm. They have to have the full complement.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, what is?
Because someone's got to hand you nothing.
What is great is, before I had gotten on this flight, when I was waiting in the Minneapolis airport at this Mexican joint right by the gate that I was sitting at, there was a guy wearing the Northwest like male stewardess, male waitress outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a bulky man, kind of right. Like Vin Diesel.
They have some of those guys right there, you know, the guys that look like Tony Soprano's bodyguard.
Right. Now, he's got the iPod in, as everybody does. He's standing in line at this taco joint, and somebody bumps into him. Now, he's wearing his Northwestern I'm a Male Waitress outfit,
right.
Okay, his uniform, and he took one of the earplugs out, and he said, oh, did you bump into me? And the guy said, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you. And the guy said, unprovoked, the guy from the airline said, well, you try taking a 40% pay cut and see how much you like coming to work. I mean, it was just out of the blue.
Oh!
So
spilling over.
So I'm just sitting there listening to this. Don't comment on it. I don't say anything. I'm just sitting there by myself just watching this.
Kind of nervous when you're up there at 30,000 feet and somebody needs just one more thing to go wrong.
Right. Now, I notice that this guy, the Vin Diesel-looking guy, this is before they announced that the stew isn't there.
Right.
I see. Oh, he's taking his food.
Would you like your peanuts sent to your mansion or your yacht?
Guess where he's going? He's going to gate C5 right across the street. He's on my flight from Minneapolis to Washington.
Oh, dear.
So I think, I might get a good show out of this because he appears to be pissed off about something. Well, then they announce that the stewardess is late.
Oh, yeah?
So now you've got all the people, 160 people that get on this plane, everybody's standing in line.
Right.
Waiting for the stewardess.
And this is a stew they're waiting for.
So,
right.
This poor woman,
she comes walking through, and right away, Broomhilda behind the console picks up that one Atom 12 microphone, and she goes,
"Well, ladies and gentlemen, on flight 5525, nonstop service to Washington, D.C., we have good news because there's Mary McSmelly,
wow,
and she is here. Here is the person we've been waiting for. If we could clear a path for her."
Now, I mean, the woman looks embarrassed.
Sure.
And
yeah, you don't know whether she... It's not like she slept in, right?
May not
she's
be
probably,
able,
like, probably connecting flight. Right.
Everybody was giving her the evil eye, because now we are 45 minutes late.
Right.
So they start boarding people on the plane. Now, they're in such a rush to make up this time that as people are, you know, walking through and putting their bags away, they're announcing,
"We're going to be closing the doors any moment."
Meanwhile, you can see that there's still people standing on the tarmac waiting to get on the plane.
Right.
And at one point, it's the Vin Diesel guy, I realize, who's making the announcements. Okay? He's the stewardess guy for, like, the first class part of the plane.
"Would you fat asses get your asses on the plane?"
What's happening. Great is, and this is happening in front, I'm in seat 2A, so I'm pretty close to the front of the plane. I can see everybody coming in. I can see outside the door to see the people. Now, I see him pick up the telephone, and he says to everybody on the plane, he says,
"So we can get a as close to on-time departure. We will be late. I think we know that because Miss Smelly was late. If we could all just move very quickly, if we get out of here very shortly, maybe we will not report this to Miss Smelly's supervisors as to why flight 1258 will be late today."
Now, did he do it? Was that an attempt to get a laugh?
No. This was a dig at her because what she was doing was, see, now nobody could see this unless you were sitting, as I was one of the few people already on the plane. She had just walked in. She was very harried. He made the first announcement, and she was just, like, pulling herself together. Now, she says that, and he hangs up the figure there.
"So we should be taking off relatively shortly. Thank you once again for your patience."
He hangs up the phone. She turns to him, and she says, "Hey, I didn't get in until 4:30 a.m. I didn't get out of this airport until 6:30 a.m. Do you know where they had me stay? In Rochester. You know where Rochester is? About 45 minutes from here." And her voice was loud enough, it was being heard throughout the plane. She said, "I got 3 hours sleep. I got here as fast as I could. I had to do everything at security. I'm here doing my job. Why don't you just let it go?" And I mean, it was incredible to hear.
Drama.
And for the rest of this, we ended up taking off like 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
No big deal. Okay. But for the rest of the flight, it was like this great tension between these two. Because, you know, the stewardesses, they normally work, you know, in tandem with each other.
Right.
Like, we're like,
got a couple in the front, couple in the back. And,
you know,
once everybody's served, they sort of chat. Because sometimes, you know, to a fault, they have a good time.
Right. You know those seats that they strap themselves in?
Right,
them up front. Well, she is sitting. He's sitting in his, and she's sitting in hers. And she, while she's got the seatbelt on, she has leaned so far to the edge to be as far away from him as she can. And she's crossed her legs in such a way that her body language is just saying, "Stop it!" Now, the best part of this was when we're landing, because he gets on and he says,
"Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Washington, D.C., where the local time is 5:31. Our scheduled arrival time, of course, was 4:20. We all know why that happened, and we apologize. Please do not undo your seatbelts until we get to the gate. And remember, with the baggage, shift happens. So please do not stand up until the plane stops." Again,
shift happens.
Again, thank you.
Now, he hangs the phone up like he has just done, you know, that's gold, Jerry.
Hilarious.
Like he's just done the stand-up of all stand-ups. And she says to him, because I'm standing right there, they're handing people out their coats and everything. She says to him, "You are an a-hole." He says it right to him. And it's better than a movie.
Oh, wow.
I was talking.
You know, what it sounds to me like is that she, you know, regardless of what her circumstances, she didn't have a connecting flight that made her late. She was late for work.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much, you know, one person can't hold up a whole plane, and that's part of their deal. You know, they got to be punctual.
Right. So it was, you know, I wasn't complaining, and when I was talking to some of the other people on the plane, they weren't complaining either, because really,
It was a great show. Mm-hmm. You don't see them turn on each other.
No, I'd like much that. Rather have that
like
kind
that.
Of show.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have that kind of show than the show you normally get, where you get them all like the coffee klatch that's up in the front of the plane, and they're laughing and carrying on, and then when you want something, mm-hmm. that's when they frown.
It was great, great, great. And, I know we got a break. One more thing just about my family. Bart calls last night during The Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's like 9:15, and he knows the cardinal rule. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't call during The Sopranos.
Right.
You don't call during 24. So I pick the phone. I go, I see it's him. I go, yeah, hey, bud. And he's not going to make sure I've made it back, okay? I've already talked to him about that. Uh-huh. He says, Dad, you have to pause The Sopranos with your TiVo. I say, okay. Pause it. I go, what's up? He said, I've always wanted to ask you this. Tony just said, talking about AJ, where's Prince Albert? I said, yeah. He said, you used to say that to Mom all the time. He said, I remember that when I was a little boy. You would say, where's Prince Albert? And I said, yeah. He said, who's Prince Albert? And I really, I'm beat ass tired.
I remember that. I thought of you guys when he said that, because I thought your line used to be Sir Sleeps a Lot.
Well, no, it was
was it Prince Albert before that?
Yeah, and it was Little Lord Fauntleroy before Sir Sleeps
a Lot. My mom used that one, yeah.
But originally it was Prince Albert.
I don't even know who Little Lord Fauntleroy is.
I said to him, all I know is the joke about, you know, do you have Prince Albert in a can? We'll let him out for some air.
Right.
And he said, okay, but Dad, he said the same thing. I said, okay, I understand he said the same thing I said. He said, why is it funny? I said,
because you're royalty. You're a little prince.
Right.
That's it.
I explained it to him. He said, oh, okay. All right.
Like, it was troubling him.
Is that it? Yes, that's it. And then I get the rushed because he's 21. And, you know, okay, Dad, I got to go now. Like, I'm tying him up.
Mm.
Like, I'm the one that's called him to ask him this burning, penetrating question.
Right.
But nice to know that he sees a scene on The Sopranos that reminds him of the way things were.
Sure.
In the good old days. I swear to God, I would come down. Where's Prince Albert? You get Prince Albert in here right now.
I had a little different thing growing up with my parents. They would always say, oh, I'd come down to the breakfast table. They'd say, there's the Prince of Darkness.
That is different.
I don't know why they said that. Not quite sure. Or, oh, good morning, Damien. I don't know. It was kind of strange.
Yeah. And Owen Ivan could also just say to Big Frida, of course, Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, I did call and do everything, but I just want to let her know Happy Mother's Day as well.
Good.
And this is kind of a test for her, because she should not hear this.
I see.
This is part of our new, you know, she and I are trying to come to a good place together.
Uh-huh, good.
And that means that she can't really listen to the show every single day. And I'm talking about my mother-in-law, who I love.
This is new to me. I wasn't aware of this.
Like my own mother.
So you're actually... I'm
testing her now.
You're actually having her distance herself from listening a little bit.
Well, yeah, because some, you know, on occasion, when topics are discussed, not like me moving on with my life.
She's, right. She's cool with that. You've talked with her about that.
She's cool with that. On the occasion when we get a dumbass calling, mm-hmm. you know, I will hear later that she'll say, you know, oh, you know, you should, you know, tell those people that, you know, I'll paraphrase, you know, they're breaking her heart.
Yeah,
and I said to her, you know, as I love you and I love the fact that you like listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think maybe it would be better if, you know, you maybe didn't listen to the show quite as much, because it reminds her still so much of Frida.
Right.
So that's my way of just checking, because...
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find out, sure enough.
Well, it'll drive her crazy, because she's as honest as the day is long, and she won't be able to contain it. When she hears that I said
mm-hmm.
Happy Mother's Day on the radio, she will call to
so
say...
So if you get a thank you email, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, and then I will have to write back and say, you know, you're welcome, mm-hmm. P.S., I thought we had a deal. Don't listen.
Right.
Don't.
You got the message out there.
What? It's probably best if our relatives don't listen.
And what? I know.
I've asked my family not to.
I'd never have to ask.
Yes. Your mother's out of range.
She's out of range. The one time we were going to get an affiliate close by, I told you about that.
You were nervous.
No, there was. I seriously said, hey, it looks like we're going to get an affiliate in
Hartford.
I think it was in Springfield, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. I think we were going to be on, they were talking about us being on in Springfield, Massachusetts,
uh-huh.
which is close to Hartford, or maybe even Hartford.
I think it was.
And I heard, like, seriously, there was 45 seconds. I said, Ma?
Yeah, oh, yes, that's wonderful. That's terrific. And then she moved on.
She was good.
Mm-hmm.
I love her very much, and happy Mother's Day. And please now, come on, this is a test. Although I'm really going to test you. Offer you a prize. I will offer you a prize if you don't listen.
Well, now that's, you know, well, you're preying on her honesty here, you know.
Of course I am.
It's totally the honor system. I mean,
she's very honest.
Well, you never know, though. Everybody likes a prize. I mean, she might just hear this and, you know, choose not to acknowledge your Mother's Day greeting and then hope that she's going to receive some swag.
Well, I think you all know that she loves the WWE more than anything.
Yeah. Front row?
Favorite one. Well, Mike, let's not get crazy here.
Okay.
Anyway, happy Mother's Day to Big Frieda.
Yeah.
And I do mean that. And it's really okay if you're listening now, but really just, you know, now go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. I love you, Mom. Go do something else now.
So you know she's listening.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm sure she is. I'm so mad at my mother. I just wanted to say, that's the Steve Martin. I'm not. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. I'm saying that and she can't hear the show.
Yes, fortunately.
And Big Frieda, listen, I know you're listening. Right now, go do the thing that I've asked you to do that I think is going to help all of us. Go back to the meth lab in the basement and, you know, make me proud and keep cranking it out.
I never knew, like, for the first 10 years I knew Don, I never knew why he had that nickname for Big Frieda, the mule.
Yeah.
I really never knew.
Know.
And I was like, why are you constantly, what is so special about South America? Why the vacations down there?
Well, Mike, even now, it's so fantastic because she's in her 80s, you know, and she really is beautiful and vibrant. You wouldn't know she's in her 80s.
That's true.
She can go into CVS and say, I would like 10 boxes of Sudafed,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to say to her, hey, we got a limit, you know, and they say, look at that beautiful face.
That's right.
How honest can she be?
And she loves to cook.
And she still, you know, helps the family business. That's the way she's able to contribute. And, you know, in the old days, she was the mule, but you know, not anymore.
Right. Yeah, and we've moved. As a family, we've moved.
Right.
We've moved along
That's
the
right.
time.
You have
why smuggle when you can actually make something in your own basement?
Right. You know, Speed, Black Beauties, and Fatimans. And then all of a sudden, you know, about 5 years ago, we said, you know what the kids really love
mm-hmm.
is crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And I'm really going back in an old Andy of Mayberry plot.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember the episode where Andy and Barney could not find where the still was.
The still.
And it was these two kindly grandmas who were running a still and nobody knew. Opie found it. Actually,
mm-hmm.
Opie found it in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
It was in a flower shop, wasn't it?
It was in a hot, what do you call that thing?
A
greenhouse.
Well, you know, in my town, they would know anytime. This was the word around my entire town. If you see smoke coming from the O'Mara's yard, please don't go up there.
Ignore it.
Go up on the mountain, okay? Just drive by, because if you go up on the mountain, you may not come back. Because Mom was never burning leaves.
How long has it been since you've been back to O'Mara Mountain?
You know, man, if you can get by the rattlesnakes, you will have a glass of the finest shine in Six Counties.
And the feud's over now.
I told Big Frieda, 10 years ago, had to be 1995.
Right?
Yeah. I told her, right now, in real estate, it's timing is everything. Sell that opium ranch that you have in El Salvador. I said, I know it's been a good earner for you.
They don't grow a lot of opium down there, so it was very unique that they had that.
Buyer's market at the time.
but I'll tell you.
A big, gigantic ranch, and it was like South Fork.
Right.
With her face right in the middle, you know, welcome to the opium ranch.
You know, I'm a big Red Sox fan, but Don was the first big poppy that I ever knew. And I didn't know it was spelled P-O-P-P-Y.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Big Poppy. The family business is what it is.
Down at the ranch.
You know, Don's a little more illegal than mine, but nonetheless, you know, hey, you could drink mine. You can, you know, do a lot of different things with his. But with
Mike, I think, you know, as my mother-in-law, who probably has turned it off by now,
mm-hmm.
now that we're talking about her running a crystal meth lab in her house, she's the one that said so long ago, what's the cheapest way for the kids to get off?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Smart.
Yeah. Right.
Very smart.
You know, and for a while, we dabbled with aerosols. You know,
everybody.
Who didn't? Mm-hmm. You know, paint cans.
Sure, huffing.
Yeah, right. All right. It was a part of our life. Not a real earner, though.
I didn't understand why every single Halloween my mom always wanted to be the Tin Man.
That's right.
And, you know, and Buzz, you're being so modest over there.
What do you mean?
Well, I think of Mai Alston's marijuana taffy. And Oh, boy. Talking about all day goodness.
I've started my garden.
She was fantastic.
Really good. Yeah. Listen, one thing, and we'll do this when we come back from my visit to the Twin Cities over the weekend, was a business that covers Minneapolis with billboards everywhere.
Huh.
I mean, I must have seen 10 billboards for this particular business.
Okay.
So we got back, and I said to Rob, you find me the phone number of this place. They're all over Minneapolis. I even saw their ad in the phone book.
Oh, good.
And he couldn't find it in Minneapolis.
Huh.
Did you try St. Paul?
I searched the whole state, and then I searched the country.
Well, we did find one in New Jersey. So anyway, I'd want to let you know the name of the business now, but we'll call it in a second.
Once if they find out the name, everybody will want to call.
Of course. And if nothing else, we can ask them why you have billboards up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, if you don't actually have a store in Minneapolis, St. Paul. But I must have seen it. I almost got in a wreck, actually. Wow. There's a shock. I mean, not literally. I mean, it's that thing where you're riding in the middle lane of like a four-lane highway because I was trying to write down on a little notepad the name of the place.
Sure.
Like I'm going to forget it, you know.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that really be great if, if something had happened, it would get a fender bender and they show up and I'm there, and I'm like, just passed out or whatever, and all they see is the name of that business written down.
That'll be silly.
Like I wrote it with my feet.
But it's worthy of at least waiting through the commercial break.
I think so.
So you can hear it, because we're going to, aren't we going to inquire about it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think that when we come back that anyone that wants to know anything about this particular business, we will ask every pertinent question?
Mm-hmm. Think so. And then, of course, we got, the whole Sopranos thing. And
yes.
Mike... News for you.
I'm just glad that Vito got out of that town before we saw actual penetration.
God, yeah.
Jesus. I mean, okay, enough. They took that, as far as I'm concerned, really. And I'm not a homophobe, but I play one on TV.
Yeah,
they took that.
You're not a homophobe.
Well,
that's right.
You didn't.
Neither am I, Mike. Neither am I.
That's right. You didn't need to have Vito roll over.
The growth
that's
factor.
What I didn't want.
You know what? No, it wasn't so much the rollover. Wasn't it the open mouth?
It was to me. It was the rollover.
Wasn't it the mouth?
It was the roll. The mouth was one thing, but when they rolled over, because obviously, they spelled out exactly what was going to happen, and
he's a giving lover.
I tell you, Vito's a Yogi Berra fan. All right,
yeah.
Vito is the catcher.
The other thing is great. I love the way Vito's mind thinks. Uh-huh. He's leaving town because he's gay.
Right.
He's got to get back to New York. He doesn't know what he's going to do.
Right.
He gets in the accident with the guy. Rather than just pull his car away.
Right.
Right. He shoots the guy. He shoots in the back of the head. Really, really good.
That's the common thread with all of those guys. That is how they solve their problems.
That's right.
Hey Rob, did your grandma still make that LSD fruit punch salad?
Oh, yeah. The stand's going to open up Memorial Day.
Oh, that's...
Grandma's B-Wax LSD fruit punch.
Acid Nana.
That's great.
It's
okay,
delicious.
quick break here. We'll come right by.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Yeah, for now.
Don and Mike Show. 3FM's Don and Mike.
It's still up to the judge, but they're going to recommend 15 years and $4.1 million.
Johnny Sack.
You keep the home, the $45,000 in equity from the girl's variable life insurance, and Ginny's IRA, which is worth about $110,000.
Ginny.
And that's it. Or go to trial. 15 years. You're a young man. In 15 years, you'll be 67. The golden years. Grandkids.
Do I have to do the allocution?
You know the allocution is always part of it. Practically the whole point.
I'll take it.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, John.
You pussy. What'd you do that for, John? You let us all down. And now Tony's not going to make Carm's house.
No?
Because for some reason he's mad at her. It has something to do with Johnny Sack, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's conflicted with his sister and Carm and everybody.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, last night when he did Melfi. I think he's talking about Janice had a nice rack.
And she claims that he had the hots for Janice and she for him.
Oh, hold on. I forgot this.
Baby, I love their way. Every day. Don and Mike.
All right. Okay, well, we'll talk about the Sopranos here in a moment. We'll discuss this more in depth later today. I love the fact that some of the networks are waffling on covering Bush tonight.
Right.
I know that Fox is going to cover. That's a shock.
Yeah.
Bush will address the nation tonight at 8 o'clock. Now, this is not 8 o'clock East Coast time. It's not a big deal except to the networks because it's the last week of the May sweep.
Right.
Yeah, everybody that watches television has seen the promos. Everybody's having their grand finales. It's ridiculous.
So you got to think that they're pissed off because this is the time when you've got the season finales, as Mike said, and you're trying to build interest, and he wants to be on TV. Now,
I mean, there's a reason for him making the speech now, obviously, too, because sweeps also come at the time where you've got the most viewership anyway. This is when the most people are home, they're right. working, they're watching television.
So at least at this point, NBC has said, yes, go ahead. Fox, that's a shock. They're saying go ahead. And I know because I saw an ad saying, it's the season finale of Prison Break tonight at 8:20
right.
on Fox. CBS will stick with its time-tested Lisa Remedy hit, Kings and Queens.
They will not be covering the president?
Nope. And ABC doesn't want to either because they've got their big two-hour Grey's Anatomy thing tonight.
Right.
They don't want to screw it up. So it's funny, he'll only be on some of the channels, but we'll discuss it in great detail later.
And it's immigration, right? That's what he's going to be talking
about.
Yeah,
well, that
is... I mean, his sending troops down the border.
that and everything else.
Which, I don't know, you know, now that it's finally happening, sounds... I don't know why it makes me laugh. It just does.
Funny.
Because it's him.
Send them down to the border.
That'll show him.
Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention to you from the weekend, before we talk about this place that I saw, this business that I saw... at one point, I was out with the grandkids and with my son-in-law, because my daughter was laid up, and the whole reason for going was so she could have a nice Mother's Day and also actually take some time to recover from some of this medical stuff.
Right.
So we were in this place, just a real kid-friendly, you know, smell-like-foot place called Perkins. I'm sure you've heard of these places.
Perkins Cake and Steak.
Oh, boy.
All right, you know.
Same.
Thank you. Know, the thing is,
I can't believe you went to Perkins.
Well,
that is where, you know, anybody from the South, even out West, they'd say, you know, Perkins are everywhere.
Well, you know, my
great pie.
My son-in-law said to me, they had a big display for Mother's Day for pie.
Right.
He said, you know, if we're going to take the kids, here are our options. You know, McDonald's, I don't want to go to McDonald's.
Right.
That's crazy there. He said, what are we going to do, go to Applebee's with them? I don't think so. You know, Olive Garden, we're just talking about all of the various, you know,
kid-friendly possibilities.
Places that are by shopping centers.
Chili iMac Fratigans.
Yeah, and then he said, well, how about you know, Perkins? And I said, sure, I loved Marlon. Let's go to his restaurant. So, you know, you go in, and it's like, it's got the clown who looks like he could be on the next Dateline NBC pedophile show, you know? Like, there's a line of people waiting there by the big display with the cakes and the pies, and, like, the clown comes and I go, hey, how are you doing? You know, and my granddaughter, the two-year-old, she's like, you know, get the evil man away from me.
Uh-huh. They're big down in Florida, too.
So, I have on, it was cold, shock in Minneapolis, it was cold, had a hoodie sweatshirt, like a kind of like what I got on today, had on a baseball cap.
Right. Cocked over to like three quarters.
Yo,
right?
yo, of course, with the bandana.
Of course.
You know, that's right. How I roll.
In the blue.
Sure. But, you know, I had a baseball hat on, a nondescript Packer hat, and you know, I've kind of got a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. It comes in down here, but... not so much on the sides.
But you grow it on the sides.
I try
like
to.
Like a jaw outline.
I try to. Yeah. So, I was standing there. Now, Josh had the kids, the great time waster of, well, waiting for the table, I give them a pocket full of quarters, and then go buy the crap out of the machines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was standing up there like Mr. Type A, really looking at the hostess like, honey, can you not tell that I'm really not digging the smell of diaper and feet and watching people drop the patty melts? Can we just get a goddamn table and keep the perverted clown away? I mean, I was giving off this vibe.
Yeah. Right.
When I hear the woman behind me say, I'm sure it's him. I just saw the film.
Oh, no.
I just saw it. It's him. And then the guy says, that's not him. She says, wait till he turns around. Now, I heard it. I didn't know they're talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
They call the name, right? I turn around and I try to get my son-in-law's attention. I go, hey, Josh, come on, kids.
Right.
Woman comes up and she goes, I swear to Christ. He goes, Mr. Dreyfus?
No.
Me.
Really?
He's Mr. Dreyfus. We just saw Poseidon. Now, I know that people have said to me, I thought people were busting my balls.
You know what that is, though? That's your celebrity vibe you just give off. You see?
Uh-huh.
That's the way you always said. You know what you always just say when we try to get into a party?
Yeah.
So you act like you belong? You have that, you give off that swagger.
Yeah, okay, but... Okay.
It's not that you look anything like Richard Dreyfuss.
I don't
it's
see the similarity.
I don't,
no.
I do
for a challenged person, you could convince them that you were a big-time celebrity.
No, but I said to her, are you kidding?
Add it to the list, though. Add it to the Hoffman, Tony Soprano, John Gotti list.
That's a handsome list. I really look at it. Are you retarded?
Wow.
I would say Dreyfuss is moving up on the food chain for you.
Seems to be, for whatever reason.
I really think.
Okay. No, I think Dreyfuss is better looking than Dustin Hoffman.
You know, I turned to the woman. I really said, thank you. I said, thank you for the compliment. I said, I certainly am not. I said, but what would Richard Dreyfuss be doing in a Perkins?
Shave the beard and, you know, dye your hair and keep up the weight loss. Maybe someday it'll be Kevin Bacon.
Is that the time when you turned to the lady and you said, a tiger shark has a very slow digestive system?
This was no boating accident.
So I mentioned this. I mentioned this to my son-in-law when we're sitting down, right? We're sitting down in a restaurant.
It'll always be for this mook. It'll always be Jaws when it comes to Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, sure.
So we sit down and now he's my son-in-law is one of these guys. He's a workaholic,
yeah.
24 hours a day. Almost like when you hear about football coaches that don't know anything about pop culture.
Right.
So may I have a glass of water, please? He says to me, who does that lady think that you look like? And I said, you know, Richard Dreyfuss. I said, I don't think I look like him. He said, what movie? I said, The Poseidon Adventure. He said, what are the ones? I said,
Jaws. Mr. Holland of all the teachers, you were my favorite.
Hold on, here's what you got. I said, let me see. Jaws? Mm-hmm. He said, I don't really remember. I said, okay, how about Close Encounters of the Third Kind? He was the crazy guy that built the... And he said,
he didn't know?
He said, no. And hold on, because I'm getting to a point. I said, Mr. Holland's Opus. He was the teacher. He said, oh, I guess. I said, okay, what about Bob? And then at this point he's got food in his mouth. And he certainly does. He goes. Wait. You mean the guy that they interviewed on TV, the guy that wears the shorts all the time, that had the little doll, the Sigmund Freud doll? I said yes, and he said, you do look like him.
Oh no!
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, friend.
Richard Dreyfuss. We've almost got six degrees of separation with Richard. Didn't Rob bump into Richard Dreyfuss in New York City?
He saw him on the street.
Shouted out to him.
Well, I maintain.
No, you yelled at you. You were in a cab or in the across the street from him. You yelled at him.
I said, "Welcome to CBS."
So, that's when he was having that show that got canceled, right?
I maintain, if we met, we'd become fast friends.
He's always said that. What it was. Rob said when we were in New York that if he ever met Richard Dreyfuss, they'd be very good friends.
They'd be fast friends.
Are you listening, Richard?
May I have a glass of water, please?
And it just
shows you the frame of reference with people. It's like when my son-in-law was like,
he
said, yeah, that's you. And then he said something else, like he said. And he said, you know, even when you came out last summer, he said, you kind of dressed like him. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, in the movie, you know how he always had those shorts on, and those shirts that you like wearing?
You dress like him, and what about Bob? No, you don't. Don't dress anything like him.
I think he was commenting simply
on... You dress more like him in Jaws than you do, what about Bob?
But I think he's referring to when he's like khakis and stuff.
Okay.
Because I said, I don't tie like a sweater around my neck or something.
What was the one with Nick Nolte, where he sells hangers? Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You dress like him in Down and Out in Beverly Hills, like Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That made me think of a movie I saw like 5 seconds of last night on HBO, Tin Men with Danny DeVito.
Great movie.
That's what you never see.
Underrated movie.
When you said making the stuff with Nick Nolte made me think of it, because it's like an ensemble movie with Danny DeVito in Baltimore.
DeVito does, without question, the most understated but terrific Baltimore accent, and he really, really studied it, obviously, and does a great accent.
One of those movies on HBO, you go, boy, why don't you run that again, please, please, instead of, well, no, I can't say it's Short Circuit anymore.
No, it's changed. You get a lot of the Under Sieges who've been floating around lately.
I gotta say, that's guilty for me.
I only like one. I like the Under Siege with Tommy Lee Jones, the original Under Siege, where Tommy Jones and Gary Busey are on the boat.
I like the one where they're on the train, too, though.
That's the one they're running now, so you're probably getting your fill of that. They ran that this past weekend. I saw 5 seconds of it.
At about Seagal.
Yeah.
I called Rob.
Yeah, you did.
From the airport in Minneapolis. because I was going by this store. Like every airport in America, it's really not an airport. It's a shopping center.
Right.
I was going past this store, and they had, I'm sure, I said to Rob, I don't think they make it. It was no offense to Rob's way. I don't think they make it in your size, or I'd buy it for you.
So few good things come in my size.
But it was this thing in the window of this this quality, you know.
Boutique?
Shishi boutique, right. Like an Indian, not a headdress, it was a shirt, but it was like something Steven Seagal started wearing when he started getting fat, and he still wanted to pretend that he was in shape.
Right.
It, like a muumuu almost. Remember, it was after the Under Siege movies when he went to the Indian look. Like there was the one where he was pro-environment.
Yeah, he was rocking the reservation for a while.
There were people that were trying to, anyway, because it's just me in an airport. I'm standing in front of the window. I just called Rob up, and I said, man, if they had it in your size, I would buy it for you, and I would make you wear it to work one day.
One of those oversized, like, kind of like Western jackets.
Half Seagal, half Marlon Brando.
Yeah, it was actually leather, but it was black leather.
I love leather.
And it had...
Did it have fringe on it?
Yes, it did.
Perfect. Bingo.
You called, you said, I found the greatest garment for you. Can't tell if it's for a man or a woman.
That's flattering. I think I know what you're talking about. Very Southwestern.
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
I'd sweat like a pig in that.
Probably that's why I wanted to buy it for you.
Maybe Richard would like it.
The last time I bought you a nice piece of clothing was in Philly, the Hebrews.
That
was another item of clothing that you made him wear.
Mm-hmm.
You forced him to wear that basketball jersey from the Philadelphia Hebrews.
It's a beautiful jersey.
You made him wear that through the
street. I bought it at Mitchell & Ness. It wasn't cheap.
I don't want to say
that there's not a lot to do in Philadelphia, but we were bored in Philadelphia. I don't know whether anybody's aware of that. That was the city where we made our own fun more than any other. When we would buy hats and then Hebrews jerseys just to walk around and wear.
That was big enough.
We were trying to make our own fun in that city.
Still my only shirt that has an embroidered Star of David on it.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Hello.
Don Dreyfus.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hey, you know what? The movie's Fire Down Below, and Helgenberg is in that. Marg. The one with the poncho with Seagal.
Oh, okay. The one with the
fire.
The poncho.
Yeah.
Isn't he like a roughneck or an oil guy that puts out fires or something like that?
I think so. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, I had an idea why Tony's mad and he doesn't want to build a house for Carm.
Why?
Are the Sopranos? Why?
Yeah, well, if you remember a couple weeks ago, she didn't have any smoked turkey in the kitchen. Okay. And then last night...
Because of the sandwiches?
Oh, that's it. He's absolutely right. It's taking away. Yeah, it's taking away from her wifely duties in his mind.
And then you really think that's why
he's... His daughter talk about having sex with her boyfriend and crying about blueberries, and so I think he just wants her to be around.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is. It's
just,
in his world, it's the simple duties. Mom didn't get a chance to shop. And you know what was the cinch? When she bought sandwiches the other night.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those guys.
He wants the dinner on the table. Okay, before we get into Sopranos thing, and something, Mike, I think that you will be interested in as a...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Restaurateur.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say.
Very good.
I have an announcement for my two favorite restaurateurs in the world, in no particular order. Mike O'Mara and Tommy Giacomo of the world-famous Palm Restaurant.
Oh, excellent.
I'm going to tell both of you, be on alert.
Okay.
That's all I'll tell you right now. Be on alert.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, give this place a call.
All right.
I saw the ads all over Minneapolis. I'm excited about this. Turns out they don't have, we couldn't find it, at least with our yellow book or whatever we were using. So we found one in New Jersey. I mean, I was driving all over. I think it's like everything, this Highway 90-something that goes from Minneapolis to St. Paul.
Right.
Signs dotting the highway. I mean, first, there's 8,000, God, Rush Limbaugh billboards. I mean, you can't go 5 feet without seeing his gigantic face.
Oh, and some of them full nude, right?
And
also,
what's great is, it was almost like, remember in National Lampoon, if you're old enough to remember back in the day, that they would have, people would take pictures of signs that said weird things, or billboards that put together meant bad stuff. Anyway, there was, I would have taken a picture if I had time. There was a big Rush Limbaugh billboard, like saying, you know, on KTLK, and right next to it was a billboard for the business that we're going to call now, Stool City.
Stool City.
Stool City.
Rob is trying to get Stool City on the phone. There's one that I've seen down in Florida that actually is famous. A lot of people take pictures of it, and they almost tried to shut it down, but it's still in business, and it is a legitimate business.
Right.
Master Bait and Tackle.
Okay.
And it is absolutely, I think that I was told the guys that opened the business did so with the knowledge that that's what it would say.
Really?
You can't miss it when you go by.
Hey, you got a number?
I'm calling the owner.
Why is that?
Just an employee.
But it's no Stool City. How many questions could we possibly have for Stool City? I think thousands.
Quite a few.
I mean, I was thinking, you know, like a 60-second interview, but I think we could go all day.
I really want to find out how, you know, the process works. If all they have is stools, how many stools do they have? How many do they produce a day?
Okay. Is it hard to make a stool?
Exactly. What's the, you know, do they have different colors? Or you know, we've got a lot, but let's wait. We have to keep it in our pants here.
And again, you know, why it's advertised in Minneapolis and not...
Maybe they
know
there's stools up there.
You know what? While Rob's doing this, hold on. Give me one second.
People need stools.
411. You got any luck?
No luck.
All right, hold on.
Verizon Nationwide 411.
I'll do it off the air. Hold on.
City and state, please.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, hold on.
All right. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this stool situation.
Stool City. Stool City. Can you tell I'm talking to that machine?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll pass your request to an operator for further assistance.
They should have just done it.
They would do that in the first place. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah. Be a time saver.
Now it's ringing. There's one ring. So what, the other... in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, it's a retail business called Stool City.
Not to be confused.
You're welcome.
The owners were out to lunch.
S-T-O-O-L, right.
Probably having a big lunch.
Well, as you know.
Well, making stools is tough. I bet you make more after lunch.
You do. Some are harder
anytime
to make
after
than others.
A meal.
You don't, but they have, you don't live in Minneapolis, do you? You know, I'm doing a radio show with my friends, and your voice is not being heard. Could I put your voice on the radio for a second? You choose poses. Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Cool. Wonderful.
Here's the operator.
Well, that's so nice. You know, it's very rare that an operator is nice enough to come on the air with us.
Hi there.
How are you, operator?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi. So here's my question. I was in Minneapolis over the weekend visiting family, and I saw, I'm not kidding, 10 billboards for Stool City. And when I got back to my daughter's house, I actually looked in the phone book and looked it up and saw Stool City.
Stool City in the Yellow Pages?
In the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it exists.
Unfortunately, I just don't have a listing for that. I apologize.
So it's tough to find Stool City.
Damn.
We have something called the Stool Store in Bloomington, Minnesota, but unfortunately that's the only thing under Stool that I have listed.
Okay, you know what? Hold on, I'll take that. No.
Yeah, how about the Stool Store?
No, maybe it was Stool Store.
No,
but you know what? No, I definitely
remember. Stool Store, though.
I remember Stool City, though.
But Stool City, good. Stool Store, just as good.
They have stools.
You can certainly ask them questions, you know. How many stools do they produce a day?
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Mike. Well, it was nice that lady would go on the air with us.
Yeah, that's rare.
Very, very rare.
Mm-hmm. And you know, now that I think about it, maybe it was a Stool Store. Maybe it wasn't Stool City.
Might have been.
Well, you probably got so excited. You wanted it to be a little better.
Well,
you wanted it to be Stool City.
When I was driving with my knees writing on my notepad, I did write Stool City.
Funny retail, doesn't it always have a city after it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you probably turned it into the stool from the Stool Store to Stool City.
All right, so it's a Stool Store.
That'll work.
Okay, you got it? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you calling it?
The Stool Store.
Thank you, Rob. Outstanding. Yeah, okay, everybody's got it now.
See, now the retail outlets. And you know what? Now we're going to have the opportunity to get that Minnesota charm.
So,
that Minnesota friendliness.
Minnesota night.
That's right. That's what they call it.
Call for stools.
The great moment. I'm driving the minivan, okay? My son-in-law in the seat next to me. It's the three kids piled in the back.
Right.
And we pull out of whatever Toys R Us or whatever that the shopping center we were in. And some jackass just lays on them and flips me the bird. And I don't know why. And I roll down the window and I say, "Hey, you pig!" And I look over at Josh. And he says, "That's nice in front of the kids."
Oh, God. Oh, no.
And now...
Josh tells it like it is.
Because
huh?
It was a woman.
Uh-huh.
It was a woman that was in the passenger seat.
You pig.
And when they pulled up next to us at the stoplight, the woman gave me the finger.
Right.
And what I did was, very slyly, as if I was
scratching the side of my head. I did this, and I hear from the back seat, Grandpa, I see that. That's not nice.
Oh, dear. Oh,
Someone's
you know what? I don't think you were that subtle with it if the kids noticed it.
Someone's watching too much MTV. And then everybody had to get into my whole lecture about how I said, children, this is a good thing for you to learn while Grandpa's here. You're not old enough to drive. Something called merging.
Declined.
Declined?
Declined.
Declined. Oh, that's not right.
Why?
He was very nervous, especially when he said, a national show wants to talk about us? I said, what about? I said, about your product. He said, stools.
Oh, so did he yeah, say I it like he got it?
I think he did right away.
Oh, that's right,
man. Oh, too bad. Well,
declined. Don't we have the... But don't they... The stool store... I believe, don't they have an actual retail outlet in the Washington area?
Do they?
I thought they did. I thought they were around here.
I've never heard of it. I mean, that's why I wrote it down.
It's not very busy, because it's an exit, not an entrance.
Okay, stop it. Everybody stop it. What is this now? Oh, here's the stool store. Stool store, another one. Or is it the same one?
That's another one. That's in Madison.
Here's one in Madison.
Give that one a try. That's in Wisconsin.
That'd be charming.
The stool store. Okay,
in Wisconsin. You think Wisconsin will be more friendly than Minnesota?
Well, Minnesota nice, Mike.
Yeah, Minnesota nice.
Yeah. And that's the thing that flipped me out when the woman... because what happened was I was leaving the shopping center, and there's a merge lane. And there were three lanes of traffic that I'm merging into. We're going 15 miles an hour.
Right.
Well, this woman was in the right-hand lane of three, and as I was pulling into merge, she was speeding up. Mm-hmm. And so, she's giving me this, and I'm looking at her like... Honey, merge. And she just gave me a look. So I rolled down. Hey, you pig.
Estelle, you pig,
yeah. It's nice in front of the grandkids. And then, of course, as soon as we get home, because, kids are like dogs. Here's the great thing. Kids are like dogs because at least until they reach a certain age, they love you no matter what, and they don't lie.
Right.
As soon as we get home, we hear, Mommy, Grandpa did that thing with his finger to somebody.
Oh, no.
Rob?
Oh, she hung up even before I finished the question.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, another day.
When I got to, he was intrigued with your... Hello? Hello?
Okay, well, another time. Another time.
Yeah.
We have one other we can call.
One other?
One other.
Okay, very quickly, though. Okay? Where, now?
So there is no... Have we established the fact that there is no Stool City?
We have none local. We have one in Waukesha.
One more in Waukesha. All right, Christ. Waukesha, what, Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to pick it up?
John said they're ready for the call.
Okay, get ready. Stool City. Finally.
I hope this works.
Is it all right?
Is it too early? No, it can't be.
Hold on. Oh, there it is.
Hold on. Stool City? Oh, all this payoff. Yeah, no payoff.
A lot of work. Well, we'll see.
All this payoff.
Try that one.
This place just sucks.
This place
sucks. All we want to do is just call Stool City. Or the Stool Store.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they so uptight anyway? What's their deal?
What's your deal? This is Stool Store.
What is your deal here, Wade? Last chance. Waukesha.
Jesus Christ! What the hell with you guys?
Hey, Charlie.
Hello, sir. Huh. Welcome to the Stool Store.
Hey, Charlie.
We have a wide selection of stools. What would you like to buy? Would you like a wooden stool, leather stool? We've got stools with cowhide, stools of every description.
I would like a big stool, please.
This is a big cluster F. How are you, boys?
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Who's this?
Charlie. Hold on. Look across the room.
Hey, Don. You're talking in the microphone, and I'm talking on the phone. Here we are at Stool Store. Mr. Steelax said, Charlie, pretend you're going to work at the Stool Store and do it right now. But then I'm going to screw the phone number up. Who cares? Do you prefer a firm stool or a soft stool?
I think you are way out of control. You need serious, serious help.
I do not. What's the matter with you, Dr. Phil?
Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
Tell me under what rationale you want to buy a stool.
What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Hey, shut up, Dr. Phil. I don't like that. Don't talk to me like that, please.
What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you, Dr. Phil?
I think you are way out of control.
I think you're bald and you're ugly.
Yes?
It's not a tumor.
That's Arnold. You're playing with the phone tapes.
Shut up.
That's Simon Cowell. I know all these voices. I really do.
Hello.
Jerry Seinfeld. That's Jerry Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Playing name that safe.
Okay. Paul Schaefer.
Nice.
That's Paul Schaefer, Don.
Doing good.
Like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
That is fat Rush Limbaugh. Yep. Big, fat, Oxycontin Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Rosie O'Donnell playing a tart.
Oh, that is dead.
Yes, she is. Okay, la, la, la.
One more, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
I think that's an actor playing the role of Adolf Hitler.
Very good. Nailed it.
Cats out of the bag.
Buy stool store.
Buy Don. Don likes to break. Robot.
Hey, here's a shock.
Yeah?
I pressed the button when Mike said it.
Oh, it would have been perfect.
Don and Mike to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
Yep. I'm ready.
Making that trip on around town. We still have a lot of snow falling on the early part of the Beltway. River Road on around 70 and Old Georgetown Road to Memorial Temple. Book a 5-night vacation with Liberty Travel. All inclusive Occidental Grand Aruba and receive an exclusive $400 air credit. Call 877-LIBERTY today. Conditions apply. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show. Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Hi, Tom.
This FedTech government show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news? Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this, four, the most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpieces, Hip to Be Square. Songs don't catch you. Most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
Number 15 Arbitron rated, right, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't go to break again.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Right. Pick and eat the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
It would be you, sir. Yes, go ahead.
We're on the air. Hello.
You got to dump that.
I did.
What did he say?
He used the F-word.
Why?
What?
You're messing with me.
How am I messing with you? You're on the air. I'm answering a telephone call. You're on the air.
Hey, is this Don?
You're on the air. Please, no bad language. And have you been drinking?
I swear to God, I won't. What do you think about Whitney?
Yes, you have.
Hold on. Let's find out more about you, friend. Where are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno. Where it's, what time is it there? Like it matters.
It's
almost 2 o'clock.
On my watch right now, it's like 2:20.
Very close. I got 4:42 on the East Coast, so you're only 2 hours and 22 minutes behind.
Good watch.
Okay, well, I want to ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
Because you are a football guru.
Let me ask you an honest question.
You mean?
What are you drinking today?
Not.
You're not drinking? You haven't anything to drink today?
No.
Then what do you want?
No.
How are you injured?
No, I'm high on life, man.
You're not taking any prescription medication?
Nope.
And you're not drinking?
Because it's you, I'm honest. I've been drinking.
You have been drinking?
Yes, I have been drinking.
Well, can I tell you something? You hide it. It's only because Mike and I are very experienced. We can tell. You could have fooled me if I was a police officer. I'll tell you that. Not that you should
be driving. I don't plan on driving.
Good. What have you been enjoying today?
Oh, well, I'm enjoying, Pat's Genuine Draft.
Here's the good stuff.
A programming note you'll enjoy. This call was screened close to 3 o'clock Eastern Time today, and when it was screened, he wasn't slurring.
Wow.
So he's been drinking and on hold for nearly 2 hours.
You've been on hold for almost 2 hours?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, I love it.
You love what?
I love being on hold.
You love being on hold?
Okay, hold on. I'll come back to you.
wait a minute. I thought better of it. You make his dreams come true.
Should be happy now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, that was some other guy. Now look what I did. Oh, give me a second. The phone's got to reset.
Right.
Okay. The guy, I see now. Now I see the reset. It's only been 15 seconds since we've been.
I think so.
I want to ask you a question.
You got to watch the language, pal.
I just picked up the line. The first thing I said is S.
Language, and I won't. What do you think about Rich Williams in the Miami Dolphins?
That's a timely question.
Listen, Rummy.
That's the only question I wanted to ask.
Rummy,
man, I called
Rummy,
up.
Rummy. Hey, Rummy. He's been suspended for the year. He can't play.
What do you think about it?
He wants to go to the CFL. See, I know more than you know.
Oh, you certainly do.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He wants to go to the Canadian Football League.
Can't we find out more about you? Like, are you married?
Divorced.
Yeah.
Divorced.
All right, I can relate to that.
Kids? Any kids?
I have a daughter.
Is there a lady in your life currently?
There's a lot of ladies in my life.
Hey, a lot of ladies.
And may we ask what you do for a living?
I'm a factory worker.
What kind of a factory do you work in?
A plastic factory.
Fantastic plastic.
Turn little pebbles of plastic into rolls of plastic.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Right. Congratulations on that.
Are you enjoying a Monday off?
But yeah, I don't work today. Well, because I work 12-hour shifts.
Three
days a week.
That Pabst is a tasty beer, isn't it? You know what I like best about Pabst Blue Ribbon? At least back in my memory of it, it kind of reminded me of the Confederate flag. I don't know what it is about Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I'm not even drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No. You're drinking Pabst Genuine Draft?
Yes.
Right.
I'm sorry. Is there a difference?
It comes in a gold can.
Is there a difference besides the
gold can? You heard it. The difference right there comes in a gold can.
Looks less Confederate.
What's the most dangerous thing that can happen in your plastic factory?
I get squished by a...
I like this guy.
A 120-pound roll of plastic.
So you can actually... Have you known anyone ever to get rolled over by a piece of plastic?
Yes.
Let me ask you.
Yes,
you can't keep saying the
sorry.
Word.
Sorry.
How do you
sorry.
Feel about Ricky Williams? I mean, I'm thrilled with this story. How do you feel about Ricky Williams maybe going to the CFL?
I think that, you know, I'm a Dolphins fan.
Aren't we all, friend?
Well, I'm a Dolphins fan.
I said, aren't we all, friend? I mean, aren't we all, friend? Question mark.
Aren't we all friends? You like the Packers? Yeah, we're all friends. Uh-huh. Ricky Williams, hey, let him go. Let him go to the CFL.
I see.
And okay,
let
I agree.
Him, you know,
that's a hot topic, friend.
Friend.
If anything, it's going to build you know, it's gonna he's gonna get a good trade value later on.
What's the best thing about living in Reno?
Come on, all the all your horrors, right?
That's a 24-hour town.
All your bitches.
24-hour town.
Never closes.
And don't forget, we've been there. We've seen that killer bowling alley that they have.
I mean, I was one of the guys that were there.
It's the Hall of Fame.
You know,
the Bowling Hall of Fame, right.
Scalping for tickets and stuff to see you. Unfortunately, I didn't get the opportunity. But
what are your plans? What are your plans for the rest of the afternoon once this call is over?
Be here and keep listening to you.
Oh, that's nice.
What's your favorite CFL team, friend?
I don't even know CFL.
Yeah.
When you bought that...
I don't even know.
You don't like the Rough
CFL
Riders?
CFL sucks.
Is that one?
What?
The Ottawa Rough Riders. There you go, Mike. The Hamilton Tiger Cats. Tiger Cats. The Toronto Argonauts.
Argonauts, right.
The British Columbia Lions.
He wants to go to the team that's in... God, what's the hockey team? It starts with an E.
Edmonton Oilers?
Edmonton, yes. That's where he wants to go. What's
How about the Ottawa Senators?
That would be the Edmonton Eskimos, I believe.
Ah.
When you
that's where he wants to go. Can you believe him?
Can't believe it.
I believe him. He's a good friend of mine, Ricky Williams is. Have you not heard him on the show? He's been on the show all the time.
He's never been on your show.
He's on the show
I
all the
every
time.
Day.
He's on
Shut
all
up,
the
dude.
Time. He's on all
Shut
the...
up, man.
You know who else is on the show all the time? Bob Greasy. And Don Shula.
Don't forget Larry Zonka.
And Jim
Oh,
Cameron.
My God. Here you go. Here's
radio.
He's totally
Paul
deep.
Warfield. He drops in occasionally.
Nick Buttigieg.
We know all those guys.
The no-name defense. Jake Scott. Number 13 in the secondary.
Garo Euphremian drops in for an occasional chat.
Earl Morrill. Of course, we can't keep Marino the hell out of here. Don't forget the Clayton brothers. You know, Mark and...
Super.
Royce.
Super.
No, Super.
They had Mark and...
Yeah, I burned you on that one, didn't I?
Which one was that?
Sure did.
Mark, Clayton, and Duper.
Duper.
Super Duper.
Super Duper.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
It is all good.
Well, anything else, friend? Anything else?
No.
What do you do for fun in Reno besides...
I'm sorry.
Stop with the S word. Last question.
Beer.
Let's end on beer. How many... Hold on.
Again,
hold on.
I apologize.
How many beers have you had already? How many more before you call it a day?
I've had maybe... Seven.
And how many more to go, do you think?
Until I pass out.
And how many? Put a number. Make a guesstimate.
Oh, guesstimate? Oh, at least another 10 or 12.
Yeah. Seven's right. About right in less than 2 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll
okay.
do it.
All right. So. Goodbye, friend.
You would know.
Well, hey, it's... Hey,
I've heard him
I love you guys, and Reno gives you big props.
He doesn't sound like that after seven
beers. We give big props to Reno.
You're a good caller.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good caller.
Hello. Hello.
Remain seated.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. This is Mark from Hagerstown. I got a number for Barstools. Are you finished with that?
What the hell is going on tonight?
Now, this guy, I think, is like got... Hounds Day Indrome site. I don't think he's on
You don't
dry.
Think that he's drunk?
No. I don't think he's on the dry.
All bar stools. 1-800-630.
I'm not kidding.
I think you're right.
Retarded, Ray.
6-1. Go. I want to talk about being retarded. You're not nice.
Okay, get out of here.
Bye! Very interesting callers.
Yeah.
It's amazing when we get relatives calling in from different parts of the country.
Thank you!
Thank you.
Hi, Rosie.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? Before this restaurant, the sweets, when are they over, Buzz?
Last Thursday of this month.
Okay.
Whatever
so
it turns out to be.
That would be probably, well, I guess, next Thursday. So they got about another week to go.
Right.
I still think the best news story that we've been sent is from right here in D.C.
Kitchens with mouse droppings, roaches, even broken refrigerators. May sound like a dive, but your kids are eating there. Our Fox 5 investigation still ahead.
Yeah, I think we're going to make an early, we're going to crown an early winner here and make that our best story of sweeps.
So far, that's good. They've got all the elements in there. They've got filth, they've got your kids, and they've got schools, school cafeterias.
So we've got to hear that, but I want to make sure I distance that segment from just mentioning this to Mike. About
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And as I mentioned to my two favorite restaurateurs, you and Tommy Giacomo.
Yes, sir.
Watch out. I got to put my glasses on to read this.
Okay.
Here we go.
We received a missive. Yanni Norman came in during the break on Friday, and so we got an email from Dennis Murphy.
Hmm.
Dennis Murphy is now the owner of a restaurant, Mike, in Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
The Old Bowie Town Grill. That's all I know.
I thought we had heard rumors that he purchased a convenience
station.
Store.
There you go, you're gas station slash convenience store. No, Dennis sent us an email. Here it is. Here's a picture of the place.
Wow.
That's the logo. And it's Dennis Murphy, the restaurateur.
That's nice.
Much like you, his role model. So... Watch out, Mike.
Old town flavor, great new taste.
There goes your crown.
The taste of cripple.
The burgers are so thick, you got to use two hands.
I would like, I'd like a cripple burger.
I'd like to get more information.
The big crip.
Well, that's why I brought it to everyone's attention.
Thank
I know
you.
It's been a long time since we've actually asked for him to call in, but I think it's time for the Murph.
Yes.
To call back into the show
because this looks like a legitimate business enterprise here, which would tell me. He might not be exclusively involved.
I know.
Did you think the same thing?
Of course.
Yes.
But we won't know until we talk to
That's
him.
That's right.
And he's been on not exactly super double secret probation, but to be honest,
a wonderful place for him to hang out.
Bowie.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis just doesn't deliver like a professional like Tom Gavin does.
Exactly.
Right. But if he's got something to chat about.
Nice to see he's still selling his CD on his website, Dennis Murphy, One Hand, One Heart.
So, Dennis. Don't call now because we got a busy show today.
Uh-huh.
We got to talk about Bush. We've got a bunch of video to look at and stuff on the internet site. But call in and schedule yourself a time for tomorrow.
Please. Make sure you go to his website too, so you can see the pictures from the WFIS Throw the Switch Party in 2001.
That was good.
That's when Dennis was a vital part of our success.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Murphy, now restaurateur, and we'll get all the details tomorrow. Mike, you should be shaking in your boots.
I am.
Because
you don't think I'm on this? I am on this right now.
Now, hold on a second.
You know, he's Irish, too, Murphy.
Can you guess what he just wrote down?
No, I have no idea.
It was not a joke.
Okay, all right.
Now, this is the serious side of Rob coming
through. Okay, what did Rob write?
Don't forget, he still owes us Christmas presents.
That's right.
He does. I have to agree.
I have to agree with Rob Spiewak. We can't let it go. We can't. That would not be fair.
Hello, this is Murphy's Restaurant. Yes, I would like the big Crip burger and a Putsch and fries. Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, you always order one thing when you go to that restaurant. The signature, just the chicken fingers. Always. Always. And also the deli sandwiches made from tongue.
Order
half.
We would
half sandwich.
We would like more Mongo dipping sauce, please.
Yeah.
Of course. Right around, it's free parking. Because every space is handicapped.
And no matter what the temperature is outside, the glasses always sweat.
But like Dennis, it doesn't deliver.
Okay, enough. We'll talk. Unless this is him, we'll move on. Hello.
Hi, Mike's Liver checking in. How you guys doing?
Oh, no, it's not Dennis Murphy. It's just Mike's liver.
Oh, you know, Mike's got another body part he's worried about now, so don't worry about it. His liver's fine this weekend.
It's Mike's back that's giving us problems this week.
Very close to the liver. Very close.
But all the organs and I were having a chat, a little heart-to-heart, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for checking in, liver. We'll talk to you next week.
And don't move to Reno, and don't like the Dolphins, and don't work in plastic factory, sir.
Okay, bye.
I certainly have a chatty liver.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Who's this?
Thought it was Dennis. Hi, this is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Yes, hi, Lisa.
Hi. Listen, I was listening to that one guy that called from Reno, and he said he'd had 7 beers in 2 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
I am from Northern Virginia, and I'm sitting at a lake, and I have had 7 beers in 1 hour and 55 minutes, and I am nowhere near drunk.
True. It's interesting. She's got a point.
Did you have all
determined by body weight.
I don't think she's fat. I don't think she's fat. I think she's an alcoholic and she's built up a good tolerance.
Or she's had a good meal.
Let's find out. It's one of the three. Are you either a big fatty or do you drink so much that seven beers is like one? Or, as Buzz says, have you just had a big meal?
I haven't had a big meal. I'm not a big fatty. I do drink a bit, but I don't drink any more than people in Reno.
No. Come on. I'm the big winner.
Can I guess what
Rob,
kind of beer?
I think you and I certainly would not be slurring like that guy from Reno if we had seven beers.
No, but you know it affects people different. Who knows? Maybe they were 16-ounce cans.
Why have you had seven beers today?
I'm on my seventh right now.
Okay, why are you having seven today? Any particular reason?
Because I'm unemployed until Friday, and I'm currently homeless.
And it's Bank Day Cinco de Mayo.
Can I guess the brand?
Cinco de Mayo, I was at my grandfather's funeral.
Quince de Mayo.
Quince?
Are you really? Quince de Mayo.
Right. Are you really homeless?
Right now I am.
How is it that you're homeless, but you're calling a radio show
from a boat?
Because I have a cell phone and a car.
Oh, well, then you're not homeless.
I have my priorities straight.
Don't
you
drive.
You can sleep in your car.
Exactly.
Are you speaking to us from your car right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear.
You're not
driving it, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting at a lake.
Do you need a place to stay? I mean, if you needed a place, we could let you stay in our parking lot this week.
Oh, really? Because I've been kicked out of, like, 14 parking lots.
Oh, no, I'm sure we could find a spot for you.
Doesn't that spot, the spots that we all have reserved, those are our spots.
Yes, we can give them away.
I mean, we can give them away.
Sure. Do you want to come live in our parking spots for a week?
I would love to.
All right, hold on. But now you can't drive here drunk, which means you won't be able to show up till tomorrow.
No, I would have to wait and drink some Gatorade or something and then show up.
Okay, hold on and talk to John, not to Joe. And,
okay. And,
come on down and live here for a
while. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, about 20 pounds ago, I used to be told Shania Twain.
And now
it would be a Shania Twain, maybe
Shania
after.
Twain, like maybe approaching Ann Wilson of Heart?
No!
Barracuda!
All right, come on down. Live in our parking lot. It'd be fun to have a homeless woman living in our parking lot.
Yeah, she could check in every day.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And where will you go on Friday?
Well, I have a fabulous career waiting for me at Home Depot.
Oh, you're gonna start a job at the Home Depot?
Yeah.
Where will you live on Friday then? If you live in our parking lot this week?
If I live in your parking lot this week, then I'll be in your parking lot this week. But on Friday, I'd have to drive back to where I live and work at Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
But then I could come back to your parking lot.
No. But where will you live on Friday? If we let you stay in our parking lot Monday through Friday, after you start your job at Home Depot on Friday, where will you live?
Well, I will save enough money to get a place of my own,
and
living in your car, it's easy to save money, right?
So you're going to move your car down to the Home Depot, we'll live in the car for just a little while longer until you get, what, like a down payment on an apartment?
Yeah, that sounds good, right?
Well, you know, maybe you could stay in our parking lot for a couple of weeks.
You know, we have
that would be a great idea.
And the neat thing about our parking lot is surrounding our parking lot are a variety of housing opportunities.
Yes, wonderful.
In several different layers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really not all, it's not all real upscale, it's not all middle class, it's not all low class, it's everything.
And you can be almost assured that at least two of the three cameras downstairs in the security area are not dummy cameras.
Oh.
Two out of the three
so
are
when
real.
When I change my clothes and my car, they'll all be watching me.
There's only one that's a fake one.
That's sure. Right.
What do you subsist on? What do you? What are your meals? What do you eat most often?
Well, you know, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but there's a certain place rhymes with eats and starts with SH.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say
Sheets.
Sheets.
You can say Sheets. That's the name of a place. Sure, Sheets. So it's a convenience place.
Right.
Yes.
You eat at Sheets? What do you eat there?
They have two hot dogs for a dollar right now.
Cool.
I believe her. I think she's completely legit.
You know,
we
I'm an intelligent human being, and I am living on my own right now, homeless.
Do me a favor. You know, go to McDonald's or something and wash yourself real clean before you come in tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'll write down 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll meet the homeless woman.
Where?
You can live in our parking lot for a couple of weeks.
Where have you been bathing?
As long as you give me a placard or something so the cops don't knock on my window when I'm asleep, covered up in my blanket.
Oh, no, we'll put a big...
Hey, you got to get out of here.
Put a big free FM sign up there.
You're fine.
And how have you been cleaning yourself?
I do have friends that allow me to shower at their places.
That's cool. Okay, that's legit.
All right, well, hold on. I think we'd love to have you live downstairs.
Okay, sweet.
Hold on a second.
This is going to be much more fun than the Rob Grippy experiment.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot better.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's make sure we get her down here.
So we can put, like, seriously, when we're not there, we can put, like, one of the big signs up so nobody hassles her, right?
The cones. Right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Put some cones. Mm-hmm. It's all about the cones.
Right. You know, those big orange cones.
Yeah.
So we'll have a homeless woman living downstairs for...
Till Friday.
Well, maybe into next week.
Sure.
We'll see.
Sure.
And also then we do have to decide which one of us is going to give up our parking spot for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've already made the decision. I think it's a pretty selfless decision.
I agree, Don, and I think I agree with it already.
Buzz?
Be happy to. In fact, she can stay in my car.
Oh. Wow.
I think you knew we were looking your way, Buzz.
Yes, yes, I did.
I think you knew it. You know, both Mike and I, much too important to give up our parking
spot. That's right.
Hello there. She can have my spot if it's not raining.
Right. Yeah.
She can have my spot when I'm not there.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I just have to uproot every time I show up for work.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
This is your back speaking. How you doing?
Not good today. Not hey, good at all. What the hell are you doing? You're killing me.
Well, there's a couple things I actually wanted to talk to you about. First of all, I want to apologize for your past two divorces. I had phone calls to take. You know, I was out doing that. And secondly, I had a brief discourse with the rest of the body. No pun intended.
All right.
Bye!
Enough, Shecky.
Bye-bye.
Well, you love two divorces.
He saw an opening.
Hey, I got a whole half hour of sketch I'm going to do. People. I'm going to play Mike's back.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
So I'm taking this drunk dial day?
No. Now it's idiot observation day.
What are my observations?
Are you drunk, sir?
Yes.
Car hit his brakes?
I'm trying to drive on a ball.
Oh,
okay,
God.
You can't say the word. You can say a-holes. You can't say the word.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I won't do that again.
My bad. That's a disqualification.
My bad. What not?
Yes. All right.
Okay.
That is a disqualification when you say my bad.
Bye-bye. That was Captain Obvious calling in. You have two good calls in a row. Is this drunk call day?
Thought I'd call driving home.
But I was going to come back. No, it's observe. I'm trying to think I'll say observation. Observe. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
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 Yes, it's you.
It's me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to hook up the homeless chick with a place to live.
I'm sure you do.
Of course.
And I'm sure you want to chop her into little bits and eat her. Get off the phone, Dahmer.
Okay. Bye!
Bye.
She is under our mafia protective umbrella.
Right. You know, we really might have to call is our friend. I saw him recently. Doug, the security guard.
Absolutely.
We get Doug down here.
That'd be great.
Doug's a rent-a-cop, but what we love about Doug, mm-hmm. he's a rent-a-cop. Not afraid to shoot.
Absolutely. Right. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Kick some
ass. What better security to have?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How many freaks are going to be showing up in your parking lot at night now?
Did you just hear what we said about Doug, our security guard?
No.
Yeah, now he's just hang up.
He just hangs up.
Listen, I have a random negative thought that I'd like to poo-poo the whole idea that you have. You mean you've countered it already? Click.
Yeah. So rude.
Because that's what people live to do.
Sure.
They live to try to ruin our fun.
Send him over to where that lady called from the private school.
You know what? It starts
they could have a lovely lunch together.
It starts with the very first call of a very happy Monday show.
Right.
It's like, hello, Don and Mike Show. Woman, Don, our sons went to the same school. Did you hear that the Duke lacrosse player that's been charged with rape went to the same school?
I mean, really, just amazing excitement.
Yes.
Amazing. She'd do well with that other guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I'm wondering if I can come by tomorrow and maybe get a picture with the homeless lady, maybe give her a donation towards her down payment.
You know, why don't we all just figure out what's going on with her tomorrow?
Got to get her down here. Got to get her done.
Slow down, Bojango.
And then we'll figure out what all you window lickers how we're going to handle her. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Even though he was negative, though, he's right. You can hear the breathing already.
When's she arriving? Hello, Clarice. She's like our David Blaine. She's our sweeps stunt.
Boy, maybe we could put her in a bubble.
The woman living in our garage. The woman living downstairs. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
you guys will put out a tip jar near the homeless girl's car, won't you?
Everybody, listen to this.
Listen, you know, you're horny, aren't you?
Nope.
Yes, you are.
It's okay to be horny.
You're horny. She made you horny.
No, she needs money for a down payment for an apartment.
No, hold on. Hold on a second. Please be honest.
Let's be real honest.
She sounded hot. So you call with this because if you really cared about the homeless people, you know, you would get off your ass and do something. You'd go give money to one of them. You wouldn't call some hot chick that was on the or a hot-sounding check.
She got you all ramped up, didn't she?
It's okay.
How would you give money to her unless you went and found where she was homeless?
Now,
but if she got you ramped up.
But hold on. Here's what we're saying. If she was Rob Grippy, who's been on the show many times, big, fat, stinky, look like the comic book guy on The Simpsons.
You're not calling in that
case. If we have him on the show and say you can live in the garage for 2 weeks, you don't call and say, hey, you're going to put a tip jar out for him?
I bow to your mastery, then.
You bow to our what?
Mastery.
Our mastery. Okay, I'll see you at City of Stools.
Welcome to Mastery Theater.
Thank you, bye-bye. Just admit.
You won't admit it now.
Or don't admit it. And it's okay. People will want to come see what she looks like.
No, what those calls are very simple. It's guys sitting there, pants around ankles, going, hey, listen, are you going to help her out? You got to really help her out, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, here's an idea I thought. This would really be a nice thing to do. Oh.
Well, let's just wait and see if she even shows up tomorrow. And, you know, then we'll take it from there.
She'll show up and she's going to look like Jodie Foster anyway. No, that's not nice to her. I'm not going to let the negative callers affect me. I'm excited about meeting this woman.
I'm sorry. Dr. Lecter? I just seen Flight Plan. Uh-huh. And I want to say, she still manages to look, in her own way, highly doable. Jodie Foster.
In Flight Plan, she had the anus eyes.
Well, she got the ass eyes all the time. Even back when she was Clarice.
This is true.
She's had the ass eyes. And when she was Crazy Nell and when she was in Contact. Ellie. Ellie with Matthew McConaughey.
Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Oh, my Ellie.
20 pounds heavier than Shania Twain. I'm looking forward to seeing her. Seriously, that, to me, has potential to be an attractive woman.
All right, that's tomorrow. That'll be our good deed for the month of May.
Hot dogs, two for a dollar.
There you go. Homeless girl living in our garage.
Wow.
Got a break. We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What happened to you with the prostate?
Well, actually, T, I've been dealing with some cancer, tell you the truth.
What the f***, Paulie?
It was early. Maybe I caught a break.
Still encapsulated.
Taking a course of radiation. Knocked the PSA back into the single digits.
Well, are you all right? Your hair and shit.
Your hair?
Not good, huh? Must have done good things in my life.
Yeah. All right.
The cancer?
Your ears only.
Absolutely.
The Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Stabbing out.
Let's conversate. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm pretty much all in agreement. At Sopranos last night. Maybe best one of the year.
It certainly was riveting. It had its squirmy moments, too. And it had a little of the gratuitous violence that we enjoy so much.
And, you know, I like the fact that there are things that we don't know the answer to.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I get the feeling that they're going to be more tied up this year than they were last year. Like the Johnny Sack situation. Tony's got a side deal with Phil, not letting him know about it. He's got the other deal with the other guy that visits Johnny Sack in prison.
Is that Johnny's brother-in-law? Is that the brother-in-law? That's right.
Don't know. Then there's the whole Vito thing, and then...
Yeah, what's going to happen? Is Vito going to come back? Is he not going to come back?
And Tony pulling the plug on Carm's thing. The thought on that was that when he's sitting in Melfi's office, and he's basically saying to Melfi, I came to a deal with Carmella. I'm going to buy her a house, and she's not going to get mad if I go out and bang anything. Now, as it turns out, since he had a surgery, like with the girl from ER...
Right.
He didn't bang her.
Righty's kind of turned over a new leaf.
So he's conflicted.
He's not real happy about
like,
that.
Why am I building our house when I'm not banging my guma?
Right. I think he saw his own mortality, and that's what's going on. But then when she's not cooking dinner for him, he gets pissed. And I thought he had actually talked to Syl about going to see the building inspector.
He did, and then he told him, forget it.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about Bobby Bacalan?
Oh, my God.
And
Bobby
his eye.
Yeah. That might have been really the Bobby Bacalan is a wuss episode.
Yes.
Not only the getting shot and screaming like a little girl, but also the train set.
The train hat.
God, he looks like such a dork when he's doing that.
It's great. Really good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Radio Gas, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I'm calling from the liquor store in Sacramento, and I wanted to say, you know what the benefits are of dating a homeless woman?
Okay.
Bye!
Please call when we're doing Make Us Laugh.
Now, he's at the liquor store, so maybe he'll call us in an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, I was wondering if Vito left his license plate at the traffic scene, the accident scene.
That's you know, you can speculate about that, because that was a messy. I mean, if he didn't leave the license plate, he certainly left a lot of paint and a lot of damage.
Right.
That's an idiot.
How great is that? He's driving down the road drinking. He runs into the guy. Mm. The guy says, "Hey, let's call the police." He tries to give him money, and then finally he says, "Well, I just shoot him."
Yeah.
Boom!
Let's
pow,
get out of here.
Sold. Good one.
And then back to Satriali's.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know the best part of The Sopranos last night was the part where what's the guy's name, the mobster that's the fag?
Oh, Vito, the guy we've just been talking about.
Yeah, he's in bed with the guy that runs the restaurant.
Right.
Rolls him over on his side.
No, he got rolled over on his side.
Yeah, he got rolled over on his side, and then the next shot is the toy train going in the tunnel.
Thank you. Yes, we got that.
He's a fag.
We got that as well.
Will he come back? I think that's probably one of the most interesting plot lines in the whole Sopranos year.
Sure.
You want to see whether Vito is going to face the music at all.
And I don't know if you were like me, but I couldn't help but think of our friends, the Junkies, the morning guys here.
Really? Well.
Because, well, the guy that Vito is effing, he calls him Johnny Cakes.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
it makes.
Right.
And, you know, I know
Johnny Cakes.
Johnny Cakes Allville.
Right.
I don't know if anybody has ever mentioned that to Cakes on the Junkies show in
that
the morning.
Would be, I certainly hope somebody is hipping them to that.
But
yeah.
He's a big gay fireman. I mean, not Johnny.
No, the guy on TV.
No,
John's never, Cakes has never been a fireman.
Now, if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, Foist pictures for you.
Ah.
Mike, George Michael, the singer, he was sleeping behind the wheel of his Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy walks up to him in Great Britain, does his thing on the window. He's got the iPod in, and there's the pictures of
George Michael.
Wow. Oh, he looks wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's the guy, wake me up before you go-go. Three
wow.
pictures in succession, because his car is stopped at an intersection.
Okay. Oh, you mean it's like stopped in the middle of an intersection?
He has fallen asleep.
Oh, my God.
At the wheel. This happens, I guess, all the time to him. Whoever it is that was behind him this time knocked on the window and happened to have a camera and took some pictures of
pretty
him.
Pretty damn good camera, too. Those are pretty good pictures.
Another picture on our website.
Wow.
MikeWebsite.com.
Uh-huh.
Paris Hilton, who's dating Matt Leinart of the Arizona Cardinals, was out in Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. Now, the story is not that she forgot the name of her video game.
Okay.
Because that's what you're going to read. Is that
happened.
You know, stupid Paris Hilton got up and didn't remember the name of her video game.
Mm-hmm.
No, the story is she's had a fantastic boob job.
Whoa!
A fantastic boob job, and they are both right there.
Wow.
Just waiting for you to look at.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's
gracious.
On our website. We got some pictures
there. That
ain't
no push-up bra.
We've got pictures. Oh, and before we get to the link here, Buzz,
yes?
that you can help us out on, I got this from Teen People magazine.
Ah, yes.
Because, well,
subscribe.
It's the type of guy I am. No, actually, it was sitting around my daughter's house this weekend
mm-hmm.
from when, you know, some teenage babysitter was over there. Anyway, I brought it in because it's an article about Paula Abdul, and it's the first time that I've read this. This isn't a real magazine, mm-hmm. a Teen People. Okay, but here's what it said. And I ripped it out and brought it in.
Yes.
She says, this is in the brand new one that just came out, I guess, this weekend. I want Elliot Yameen to be this year's American Idol.
Hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I want Elliot to win. I think I changed the face of the competition by making America wake up and seeing the talent that Elliot possesses.
Hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I want Elliot to win. I'm grateful Taylor is here because I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he deserves to be there. And Catherine is so primed to be the next Kelly Clarkson. But I'm going to be honest with you, third time she says it,
mm-hmm.
I want Elliot to win.
Clearly.
So Paula Abdul is
wonder
now...
wonder how many farms she'd ingested before that interview was done.
Right, or who knows, you know.
Well, so are we going to see, like, more tears now if Elliot gets voted off this week?
I guess so. I mean, and it's weird that they're allowed to have their opinions because opinions are like a-holes and like cowboy hats. Everybody's got one.
I think she might have been putting up a smokescreen. I'm not sure when that interview was done, but it sure looked to me like she was hitting the solar plexus when old rocker Chris Daughtry got voted off.
It was done after Chris Daughtry got voted off the show because she addresses that as well.
I want Elliot to win.
Now, one more thing, and Buzz, you got to go to this link. We'll have it up on our website.
All right.
We didn't want to jam up traffic today by posting it before we talked about it.
Right.
The story about Kiefer Sutherland getting drunk and picking up a Christmas tree that we read to you, I don't know how long ago. That would make sense around Christmas time.
Is this like one of his morning binges where he'd start at 9 o'clock in the morning?
This is where he's at a party and he walks into a room and he's effed up and he dives into a Christmas tree. Now, what he's done is gone on the chat shows in London. Like the equivalent of Letterman,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a Hugh Grant. What he's doing is he's going over to Britain,
mm-hmm.
where they're more lenient.
Yeah, they're lenient, but their tabloid press is certainly more aggressive.
Vicious, yes.
Well, he went on a show and they asked him about being drunk and these stories that he gets into fights and that he does crazy things, and he said, "I've got a clip. Someone has video of me." I mean, and I think it's a brilliant way for Kiefer Sutherland, the man, not the actor, but the guy, to just say, "Listen, this is the way that I am." So he goes on this show in Britain, and he says, "Here's the tape." Now he's got
a real tape of an amateur tape that somebody took of him when he was misbehaving.
We do, and Buzz, if you could turn the lights down in your studio, and we've got it here. Now we'll have the link up on our website. That's the guy who's the host of the chat show over in Britain.
can't really tell he's a British host, can you?
But give it a listen, and I think it's fascinating. It's great to watch. We'll give you the link in a second. Now please listen to it.
And you partied hard as well.
It was my holiday.
This is from Kiefer's documentary, Bocca di Luca. This is from I Trust You to Kill Me. It's on TV Monday night. Have a look at
Monday
this.
Monday night.
It's a party. It's Kiefer dancing.
Other people.
Now you see shots of all these other people.
Drinking. Hey, Kiefer, you a pirate, man.
That would explain everything.
Now, drunk you. Dan. Boom! There he goes. He dives into a Christmas tree.
Good for him.
He's so drunk.
Isn't that great?
And now, there's a close-up.
Not a
And he says, thank you.
That's
terrific.
That is the clip.
That reminded me when he was on Letterman about a year ago and he had a picture of himself sitting in a bar with no pants on.
He just likes to enjoy his downtime.
Yeah. All right, now the link for this, God, you're never going to get this. It's www.youtube.com/watch?V:M uppercase IR, lowercase FF7, uppercase M, uppercase E, lowercase S, uppercase C, lowercase W. Good luck.
Bye. Okay, I'm writing that down. Was that an I or an S?
Yes.
Thank you.
So go to the web and you'll find it. Or just go to our website. John will have the link up for you right now.
Fun-loving guy, Kiefer Sutherland.
And John will also have the link up to the O.J. Simpson Juiced tape. This is a bad quality video. I'm sure you write about this in the paper over the weekend that I guess at one point O.J. was making a pilot for a bad TV show.
It was like Punked, but it was called Juiced,
where he would perform.
I remember he was going to do that. I didn't know he actually acted on
it. Some of it, yeah.
Well, it's out there. Some of it's been released. Now, Buzz, can we even hear this? Is the audio any good on this? Buzz?
The audio is very hinky, but I think it's worth listening to anyway.
Okay, we'll have this link as well. This is from the O.J. Simpson tape, Juiced.
And here it comes.
It says Juiced. There's the logo. O.J. Simpson. It's O.J. surrounded by beautiful women. It doesn't translate as good on the radio as the Kiefer Sutherland diving into a Christmas tree.
And the video is just horrible.
It's actually someone videotaped to television, so it's bad quality.
It's like on Seinfeld when Kramer went into the theater to tape movies. But if you go to our website, we have a link to this thing. And again, we got it from Deadspin.com.
Right.
You can make it out. It's Juice rapping. It's Juice dressed up as a pimp. Uh-huh. It's Juice dressed up as an old white man.
Saw some nudity on that.
And there's some of that, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's wearing a very handsome hat.
Juice.
But is that actually running anywhere?
It's going to be a pay-per-view and then later available on DVD.
DVD.
He claims he won't get any money from it.
Mm-hmm. All right, last thing, because I do... hold on. Somebody's seen the video of Kiefer? That's what Joe's put up, I guess. Hello. Mike, Don and Mike Show, hello.
No, actually, I have...
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Do you know what this tells me?
What?
You know, they might have said that it's not, and it's slowing down. Bird flu's here.
Mm-hmm.
The bird flu is here. This is how it starts.
A giant bird is eating him right now.
I've lost contact.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello?
Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis right now. I'm from D.C. Please tell me to God that y'all have an affiliate out here somewhere.
In Indianapolis?
We used to. We did a while back.
I think we do. It's AM 1840.
Oh, great. You saved my day. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Sam Selfish.
Bye-bye.
That was Kevin Finnerty calling.
Oh. Wait until he tries to find 1840 on the day.
Doesn't go that high.
Hi, this is Kevin Finnerty.
One last thing. Before we'll break, we're going to talk about Bush screwing up TV tonight by going on TV when all the good shows are on tonight. The annual list put out by Social Security of the most popular children's names for last calendar year.
Ah, good.
Among women, here's your top five. Olivia, Abigail, Madison, Emma, and number one for 10 years in a row is Emily.
Emily, All right, very good.
Among your men, boys. Hold on a second. Let me see. Top 10, number five is Ethan, name of my grandson. Mm-hmm. Number four is Matthew. Mm-hmm. Number three, Joshua. Number two, a famous standby, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
Number one, Kanye.
No.
Kidding.
That name also in the Bible.
I'm not kidding you.
No. Give him the right one. It's Slash.
No. Really the number one?
What is it really?
Jacob. And Jacob has been the number one male name now for 7 years in a row.
Well, I think that shows that the biblical names are indeed making a bit of a comeback.
Where's Jacob at? Baby Jacob.
Jacob, where are you? Please make sure you make it over here. Thank you.
Imagine that. You're in the store. You go, Jacob, and eight little heads turn.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, my God, they're all named Jacob.
What a phenomenally popular name. It's unfortunate they can't sell the names. Perhaps baby book.
You mean
of names,
like hospitals and such?
Well, no, I think that what I was talking about is, you know, you have domain names for
websites.
For websites.
Oh, so you mean like, for instance, whoever, the Joshua Tree, there would have to be some sort of residual payment
I would
made.
Think something along so those
the,
lines.
But who's the original Joshua?
This is true. You'd have to go back too far. It's a silly idea. Put it away. File it under bad ideas.
He was a stonecutter.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Anyway, it's number one.
But my word, look at the rack on Paris Hilton.
You know who'd like that? My son, Jacob.
Jacob would love that.
Jacob.
Indeed.
I'll tell you this about him, though. He's a good boy, but he's a liar.
It always gets back to films with
Jacob
you.
Jacob the Liar.
Jacob the Liar.
Always
well,
gets back to
you know,
Robin
that's
Williams
where Robin Williams wanted to do the Holocaust movie,
right.
And just it's not funny.
No.
Not good.
Doesn't work at all.
No, it doesn't.
Terrible.
He pretended to, like, put on radio shows.
And have you seen RV? Oh, my God. Really ridiculous. They shouldn't even charge for popcorn.
I think it was a triumph for all of us this weekend that Tom Cruise came out on top. because everybody had counted old TC down. And look at Tomcat. He came back and he beat the Poseidon Adventure. He's number one.
You know, it tells me one thing, Don.
What's that, Mike?
You can have a sucky movie with a lot of publicity, and it won't decline as long as the next sucky movie is suckier than the movie that it replaces.
That's right.
Congratulations to the cast and crew of Poseidon. You've flown it again. And such a wonderful actor, the Richard Dreyfuss.
We'll be back tomorrow for more movie talk. Until then, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jacob. We wish you peace.
Okay, when we come back, we will have a serious attempt to have, as serious as we can get, a discussion about why Bush is going on TV tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You're in goddamn sweeps.
I know.
When you've got season finale of Prison Break, mm-hmm. the next to the last hour of 24, mm-hmm. 2 hours worth of Grey's Anatomy,
finale.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And is tonight the night that Horatio gets married on CSI?
You bet. I
mean,
think so.
It's
yeah.
a big CSI. Too.
Sure is.
You got
Bullet shatters two lives.
You've got all this crap happening. TV normally sucks. Tonight's one of the nights where there's 8,000 good shows.
Right.
So what's King Doofus got to do? Come on at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Come on, George!
Okay, we will talk about it. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I like duty. Let me talk about duty.
Why?
Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. If it feels good, do it.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
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 The Don and Mike Show.
They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Our show brought to you by Head On. Head On products, get them without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today. Now, I think we set it up pretty good with what's going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now go via satellite.
Oh, good.
To your White House. And let's see if he's got his. I know he's practicing for his speech tonight.
Of course he is.
So I'm going to go now.
W.
The blue tie.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Hello, W.
Yeah, Don?
Oh, yeah, do you need me to hold on, sir?
Yeah, hang on just a second. Just okay. Care of, we're taking care of some last-minute details.
All right.
About my speech. I want to wear the blue tie.
Oh, Laura.
The tie.
Yeah. That's when it's the lucky one. It's the lucky one.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. All right, it's time. Interview time. Radio? Is it?
Hello.
Are we on? Yeah, busy day. Lots of stuff going on. I have to speak to the country tonight, talk about important stuff. So my time is extraordinarily valuable today, and so
I gotta ask
don't overload me with some
okay.
tough, your silly questions that you ask that always confuse.
W?
They're designed to hoodwink me and all that.
Why are you going on tonight when so many good shows are on?
There's one right there, right out of the back, right out of the, what do they call it, right out of that thing.
Shoot.
You shot that right out of the rifle. Why am I going on tonight? Because tonight is the good time to speak about problems with those people coming over the borders. And I think that everybody should...
I don't
have a script in front of me right now. It's all in the speech.
Who are those people?
I will be reading it very well later on.
Who are those people?
You know, them people that come over the borders. People from, you know, the others, as I like to call them. The others that come in, illegals. You know, they come in trucks and burros and whatever they are in. And
donkeys.
They do that, donkeys, you know, and they just sneak across. We're going to take care of this. I've been taking, I took a gander at some of my poll numbers. And what I came to the conclusion did that work? I'm not sure. But I came to the conclusion my poll numbers will be raised significantly if I can convince the American people that I'm going to keep them people out. That's the key, and I'm strong when
joke?
It comes to that. Yeah, I'd like a joke.
Tonight?
Sure, I like good jokes as much as anybody.
It's kind of a shock jock joke. when you go out tonight.
Shock jock, that could be bad for the red state base, though.
Tell me if you think it's funny.
Yes, all right.
When you go out tonight, you say, I want to clean up America. I want to clean up our borders.
Sure.
I'm going to make it spick
and span.
Ah, no. I know what you're doing. You're going to get me in trouble just like you
Hold
have
on.
Before.
Is it
that's,
funny?
No, that's horrible. That's terrible. And I suggest America do what I'm going to do this evening. Get your VHS tapes out and tape that King of Queens, which is my... That's my show. That's how much I'm sacrificing for the country. The King Queens is a dang fine show, son. It truly is. And I tell you right now, I'm going to watch it as soon as I get done giving my speech. Only be about 20 minutes.
Now, how do you feel about the fact that only two of the networks, or have they all now caved, Buzz?
Well, as I heard, just two of them.
But, maybe all of them will cave and carry you.
There is no secret that I am the decider. I am the decider, and I make those decisions, and I wish that I had the power. I said to Dick the other day, I said, Dick, you told me I could do anything I want. A president should have the authority, when I'm speaking to the nation, to go to all the networks and say, you have to broadcast this. It is a matter of urgent national
security.
Thank you. That's the one.
Now,
that's why I should be on the TV no matter what. I understand that everybody's having their season finales. Mm. I understand America loves their television, but I want to go on all the TV. I'll just take a bit of your time.
Are you going to talk about the Beaners tonight?
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, I will. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. No, I'm not. I'm talking about the illegal immigrant problem. That's what I'm talking about.
Did you get a new phone?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello. Yeah. Oh. Well, Mama, I just wanted to... He's talking to me about...
She heard Beaners?
I will say that.
She heard Beaners?
Yeah, you're right. I know. I slept. It's a slippery slope every time I come here. I listen to the like. Mama, I'm not. Hold on a second. Mama, I know he says those bad words.
Is that your mom?
They didn't come out of my mouth. He is a shock jock saying those big things. Okay. I'll say it just like that to him. Not to use that. Not while you're in the presence of it. Okay. I got you. I love you too, Mama. Okay. Did you like the gift basket? Thank you. Hold on. Bye. You should not use inflammatory. Damn it! You should not use those big words that are bad that make bad things about people. Don't do that. You're in. Hello,
I'm not inflammatory. All right, I got it. Bye.
Mama. Damn! Don't use inflammatory words and put words in my mouth. I'm the president. I'm the decider. I will do it. Man, I got Mama a Botox gift basket. That's amazing, man. Paralyzed most of her face, but all the wrinkles almost gone.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It looked really, really good. Her face relaxed so much you couldn't even see the pearls.
Oh.
It was amazing. She kind of looked like a Sharpie dog.
Hey, I gotta tell you.
Or is that a Sharpay?
Yeah. I saw your dad on TV.
Yes.
With Clinton. They were at some graduation somewhere. They're doing that thing, putting their arms around each other again.
Like
they're
one of buddies. Makes me want to puke. I mean, I used to go around saying he taught me everything I know. There he is out there with, Mr. Under the Desk, just traveling the country. God knows what he's getting him into. You know, I bet they're going to fly someplace to one of those evil countries, you know, where they got evil girls that come up and touch.
Mm.
You know the places I'm talking about? And if he's with that guy, Clinton, what they're going to do is they'll take a big private plane and fly to some place where girls touch you in bad spots.
Dad
will get all touched and stuff, and he's not going to be able to resist that.
Do you think your mom ever smells your dad's fingers after he's out with Clinton?
Yeah, it makes me sick. I mean, Dad Dew would flip and make out with Bill if he could. I just said, what's going on with that? I told him, I said, Dick, call him. Talk some sense into that. That doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. My poll numbers are as low as they've been. He should be traveling around with me instead of with the other guy. He's not even the president, and he can't be the president no more.
Did you just say that you think your dad may be in some type of love with Bill Clinton?
I was speaking, what's that when you speak with, the joke in, God, why do you make me explain these things? God, Don, hold on. I was speaking figuratively.
What does that mean?
That means I didn't really mean what I said. I was not using that word to... You know what I mean. I mean, I didn't mean
it. Okay, what's the difference?
I'll just talk to you in plain English.
What is the difference between figuratively and literally?
You know, it's the thing, figurative is when it's a figure.
Uh-huh.
And figurative is when it's a figure.
And what about
when there's a figure in the distance on a pony?
You say something literally.
Literally is when great literature... great literature is written. Great literature stimulates the mind. And no child left behind.
What is the last good book you read?
Last good book I read. I do. I have a large collection. A lot of people bring me into the Oval Office. They bring books, bags of books, sacks of books, boxes of books. That I am surrounded by books all the time. And I have
Letters to Penthouse.
Letters to Penthouse are fantastic. There was this one where this gal's sitting down there.
You can
this
tell
is
me.
The best. All right, can I talk about it?
Yeah.
And she's standing at the magazine counter in a drugstore.
Yeah.
And she's next to this guy, and he walks up, and he's real big. And one thing leads to another. Right there.
Hello. Huh? I did not. I was not talking dirty. Mama, I didn't put that dude down. I just said, you know, we both feel the same way about that. I don't want him traipsing around the country and all that stuff with all that guy with Mr. Gray-haired, you know, Mr. Dirty Mind. Mama, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. No, ma'am, I didn't. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, boy.
I am sorry. Goodbye.
In trouble again. Mamu has forbidden me to do these interviews anymore.
Now, hold on. You are the president of the United States.
She did not like what I said about that dude traveling around with Bill. I said I wanted that dude to leave flipping Bill alone.
Now,
flipping president.
Now, who runs...
Figuration means joking.
Who run Bordertown? Who run Bordertown?
Master Blaster.
Do you run Bordertown? Are you the
man? I'm the decider. Oh. I run Bordertown.
Who runs Bordertown? You or your mom?
I run Bordertown. I'm the president.
Does your mom tell you what to do?
Yes. I'm sorry, I can't answer with a lie. You said the figurative literal thing, you got me confused. I got a big speech to give away tonight, and I'm gonna be at my best. I'm gonna do the best job. I'm not gonna have one single flub. I'm gonna give the best speech I've ever given. I swear to you, I'm gonna do it. I don't know who wrote it. One of these guys wrote it, and it's good too. It's strong. It's got good words and simple words, powerful words.
Give us the gist of it.
Here we go. I got a few. Hold
okay.
On. Let me just see. I got it down here.
You'll be on TV tonight, for God's sakes.
I got it right next to my Paris Hilton picture with the new boob.
You see that?
All right.
Hey, hold on.
Here are the tough ones. Hold on. Border.
Yeah. That's a tough
B-O-R-D-E-R. Border. Illegal.
Right.
Secure. That's what when I do these speeches, Don, let me walk you through it, son. That's the way I do it. They give me several words to focus on so that when I get to those words, I punch it. You'll notice when I give speeches, I will say to the American people tonight, we have problems with the border, and we have to work on our security. And that is why we have to figure out an immigration policy.
But you don't understand any of that, do you?
No.
No.
But I will say it the way people understand it. Ronald Reagan didn't understand that much, you know.
Let's talk about something that you feel strongly about.
I intend to build a wall stronger than a $4 cup of coffee.
Why? Wow. Why is peanut butter so great?
Now you're in my wheelhouse. Uh-huh. Now we can relax. I can let my hair down and tell you what I think.
Why is peanut butter so great?
Peanut butter is nutty. It's creamy. It spreads on bread real easy-like. You can eat it with jelly or without. You can toast the bread, which makes the peanut butter melt into the bread a little bit.
Yeah.
You can eat it with bananas. You can eat it on a piece of celery. It's the all-American food.
Now, why don't you go
it's
on
to the all-American
tonight?
Food. See, it's the greatest.
Look how easy you are speaking about this.
I flip and love it.
Why don't you talk about peanut butter tonight instead of talking about these illegal aliens?
You have as much trouble with that as I do. I said, why illegal immigration? How about some more letters?
Yeah.
Stuck all together like that. I would love to talk about
letters
peanut butter.
Letters you need, PB&J.
I could make up a speech right now about peanut butter, and I wouldn't need anybody. Nobody'd have to write it
I
for
bet
me.
You couldn't.
I could, too.
I bet you couldn't.
Well, try me.
I double-dog dare you.
Well, let's go.
Do it.
Mano y mano.
You're on.
My fellow Americans, I would like to talk to you about peanut butter.
Now, no one's writing anything for you.
Peanut butter is so good because the flavor is melts in your mouth. Melts in your mouth and tastes so good, and who doesn't like it? I remember when I was a small boy in the great United States, my mama would make me what was called, and most kids don't understand nowadays, something called a fluffernutter. Fluffernutters had marshmallow fluff. Which was like marshmallows that you roast over the fire, only they were melted down.
Yeah.
And then she would smear peanut butter under it, and it was called a fluffer.
Ignore it. Let it go to voicemail.
I can't.
Come on. Hold on.
Beach day.
Hold on. Who runs Bordertown?
I got to talk to Carl. This is important cargo.
Is it Carl Rove?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Carl. I'm doing the Don Show. He's trying to get me dirty and say bad things, but I'm not doing it.
Tell me you're talking about peanut butter.
I'm talking about peanut butter right now. Carl, we're having a good time. I'm ready. Yeah, I got my lucky tie. I was trying to decide which were the blue one or the red one. Well, I'll do the blue one, son. Yeah. Well, that'd be good. Just make sure you give me the big ones in the bold type, okay? Immigration, right? Security, right? And even border. I have trouble with that, some DNEO, something like that. All right, mind your flipping business, Carl. He was not talking to me about that. Yes, I did get the picture. Thank you. I'll be over there in 10 minutes. We'll be ready to go. Goodbye.
What picture?
The Paris Hilton picture. Everybody's looking at it. They're having a good time with it right now. My fellow Americans, peanut butter is yummy.
I'm telling you.
Who disagrees with that?
You go on tonight and you talk about your love of peanut butter. And Buzz, what is his current approval rating?
31% at last check.
31%.
I predict that will go up after tonight's speech. You watch what I have to say. All the words have been highlighted. I have got the system down.
Now, are you going to get off in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And do you get off in 20 minutes?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
She's going to call again. You can't do that.
I'm gonna get him in trouble.
Is he going to read your news now?
Yes. You better get
that. Hello. Howie.
Yes, I've been trying to reach you for 5 days.
Who is it?
Deal or No Deal is without question the best show. It's the best show on television.
Is that Howie Mandel?
Yes, Howie Mandel.
Tell him we said hello.
Don from the Don Show says hello to you.
And Mike,
and they say hello. Right, but I just wanted to call and tell you, keep up the good work. And I'd like, after I get out of office, I'd like to come by and see that show. And you just send me one of those souvenir suitcases, right? Okay, Howie. Yeah. Do that thing you do with the glove sometimes. Yeah, where you blow the surgical glove over your head. You're a great American. Thank you. That was Howie Mandel from Deal or No Deal.
In a world where owning a radio,
the President's numero uno show,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, what a brain teaser. They got a suitcase that's full of a ton of money, and they look at him and they go, you want it or don't you?
Do you know that tonight you're going on TV is going to make that show be 20 minutes late?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just had no choice. Carl told me we got to do it when we got to do it. Mm. Got to send the troops down there. Got to, you know, start, laying into people when they come across the border. We need the right people, not those big fat guys that call themselves militiamen. That's not right. I got to go down and take care of this type of thing.
So we got to clean up that beaner problem.
Don't use those words. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
I understand, sir.
D-A-D.
Yeah, I do.
We know that sound.
Well, you're right. There is a time. You're right. Time to be serious. Time to be playful. I'm not being serious enough, I know. Yes, sir. Right away, I will terminate it in post-haste. Yes, sir. Bye now. Mm-hmm. All right. Vice President says it's time to quit.
Oh, no, we thought it was your dad.
Same kind of relationship.
Buzz?
I have to go now.
Yeah, you do.
Buzz, what do you have on your news show tonight?
He's got Pinko News.
Tonight, Fox News tells white people make more babies and how pornography makes your life better.
Fox News tells people what?
To make more babies.
What kind of babies?
White babies.
Sounds like a plan.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That
was very professional. It's a big studio.
When you see our new
place. I'm over here now. Hello, George W. Bush, President of the United States.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Dad!
No.
I'm not being made the fool.
No.
I'm not the one that's going around playing palsy with Bill.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Now you're done.
Hot button.
All right, goodbye, Father. Flipping Clinton. Damn him.
That was all very.
That's professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Buzz, you got a new sponsor here tonight.
Yay.
This news, weather, music program is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot, bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. Flavor it, then savor it with Frank's Red Hot. I'm guessing that part where it says this parentheses news weather music parentheses program shouldn't have been read.
No, that's fine.
Okay, good.
They wouldn't have typed it if they didn't want it read.
Thank you, Robbie. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Red Hot.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, over at Fox News, they are beside themselves with fear over the immigration situation. A commentator, John Gibson, in a clear message to white people, has urged his viewers to, quote, make more babies. Do your duty, he told viewers, after hearing that nearly half of all children under the age of five in the United States are minorities. So he had to be talking to white people. Hey, honky, get a baby's mama. Otherwise, quoting Gibson, you know what that means? Quoting Gibson, 25 years and the majority of the population is Hispanic.
Do the math, Buzz.
And you can't spell Hispanic without panic.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Demi too.
Well, go out and do your part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go plant your seed.
To put it bluntly, said Gibson, we need more babies. Get busy. Procreation, not recreation, end quote.
That's a good plan. Let's make more white babies so there's more of us than anybody else.
That's the object of the game.
Adolf Gibson.
Gibson said Russia is having babies faster than we are and that we need to keep up to compete globally.
Adolf Gibson.
That's his cover.
See that giant thumb? Rob giving a thumb up.
Rob giving a thumb up to Gibson.
Thumb.
What you'd think. It's really a smart idea.
And that, of course, brings us to a guy who could actually get elected as Attorney General in Alabama, despite being an apparent racist. Larry Darby says the Holocaust never happened. Over the weekend...
You are getting a workout on this show.
My goodness, Rob.
Over the weekend, this Larry addressed a pro-white organization that is widely viewed as being racist. He's also a Democrat. In a year, Democrats have a chance in a state where candidates are all running about even and where you still might find a racist or two among the voters. The Alabama Democratic Party has just found out about Larry's not-so-colorful views and is now trying to decide what the hell to do about it.
Can I tell you, as long as we're talking politics,
yes?
I was terribly disappointed with the West Wing. I TiVo'd
I
TiVo'd the last episode.
Right.
And thought, okay, they're going to tie everything up. And, right, Jimmy Smith,
President Bartlett disappoint you.
Right, yeah, Mexican-American. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you watch The West Wing at all, first off, congratulations on being a member of the stupid club, of which I'm the president.
Sure.
Okay? I've devoted all the time to this show. There's the one character, Toby Ziegler. And what he did was he effed with President Bartlett right towards the very end of his term, to the point where Bartlett said, screw you. Now, this is Martin Sheen.
Right.
Is that the bald guy?
Right.
Okay.
So, the speechwriter.
Bald guy with the beard.
Ah. Right. So, they have a fight about, he let some government secret about astronauts in trouble or something. Anyway, he spoke out of turn. He got fired. Right. They brought him up on charges. He's going to have to go to prison for 5 years. Everybody's coming to the president for his last list of pardons.
Sure.
And they make you wait over 4 goddamn weeks. Now, you know that at the end...
To find out whether he's going to pardon Toby.
Now, you know it at the end, because they want to have a happy ending.
Right.
They're going to give Toby Ziegler the pardon. Well, here's what you get last night. Mr. President, Lily Tomlin is the secretary, you know. Mr. President, only 2 hours and 19 minutes left. You know, he's back there with the cane. I'll make the decision. Well, he finally does cave, and you see the piece of paper that says Toby Ziegler, and he signs it. He signs it at about 8:30. It's an hour-long show.
Right.
So for the next half hour, I'm going, okay, now I'm going to get the payoff. Toby Ziegler, who said he didn't want anything from the president, said he told the president to go to hell. President finally has given in. Toby Ziegler, no FaceTime.
Oh.
No FaceTime.
You
You want the reaction. You want the emotion.
Yeah. You know who was featured a lot?
Who?
Rob Lowe. And then they get done with that show, and I was mad. I was on the phone with Adrian, my girlfriend. Right. I said, did you see that? And she said, oh, I thought it was sweet. I said, I thought it sucked ass.
You wanted a payoff.
I said, no, Toby Ziegler. No, nothing. I said, and did you see the ad for that show that Aaron Sorkin is running now? I said, all the same creeps from the West Wing. He's doing a show that's like behind the scenes of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I've heard about that. Is that the Sunset one? There are two of them. There's one with Matthew Perry.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
It's Matthew Perry's the star, but like everybody from the West Wing, except Allison Janney,
right,
has signed on to be on the show. Like the guy that plays Josh is going to be on this show. And
that's the most talked about and most anticipated show of the fall season. Right?
I was on the phone with my girlfriend. Really, she must think I'm an idiot. First, I'm stressed out. I'm overtired from having been in Minneapolis.
Right.
And I was really going off saying, there was no Toby Ziegler. And she's like, would you let it go? She said, you're the only person that watches the show. And I said, are you watching Channel 4 now? She says, the Sopranos are starting. I said, I don't care if the Sopranos are starting. They ran an ad for a show. Oh, it's that guy, Josh. I hate that guy. And really, it was at that point.
Was Toby your favorite character on the West Wing?
I liked Toby.
He was a good character.
He had some balls.
And they didn't give Toby the last one.
No, but there was a lot of the giraffe woman. And then if you ever wondered what Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us would look like in a dress, it's a C.J. Craig. What's her name? Allison Janney.
Allison Janney, right. You love, you hate.
Yes. No, I do her. But here's the thing. Like, the whole half hour is her just looking at the White House, and as she leaves, someone says, excuse me, do you work at the White House? And she's like, not anymore.
No! So she got her moment, yeah. But Toby didn't get her moment.
Oh, and another douchebag that's going to be on this Saturday Night Live kind of show.
Cool.
Timothy Busfield, is that the guy?
Oh, the redhead. Yeah.
The guy, he was a dick on...
he was the press guy in the West Wing.
Yeah,
right?
He was on 30-something
right.
First.
Right.
Then he's the press guy on the West Wing, right. Who was Allison Janney's
boyfriend. Wasn't he one of the nerds, too?
Yep.
He was one of the revenge.
He's going to be on this new show, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How disappointing.
You know, you love this show, but you hate so many of the characters.
Oh, I do. But you know who's got just jugs that won't stop?
Who?
Really?
Yeah. I knew it.
No, Mrs. Foggy Bottom, whatever his last secretary was.
The Mrs. One. Landingham?
Yeah.
Landingham.
No, Landingham. Her name is Mary McCormick.
Really?
Yes. I know her from two roles. First, she played Russell Crowe's wife in the movie Mystery Alaska.
Right. Okay.
And she also played Stern's wife in that fairy tale movie about Howard's life.
Okay.
On this show, The West Wing. My God, she cannot strap them in enough.
No.
They are not just like jumping through the screen.
That always makes it worth viewing.
In high def, widescreen. And there was, that's one reason the West Wing didn't let me down.
Will you tune into the new Aaron Sorkin project, though, in the
negative.
Fall? Is it one of those where you're going to boycott it?
Mm-hmm.
What if everybody starts watching it?
Mm. I can't think it's going to be a hit. I mean, I read that Tina Fey's like the executive producer.
That's another show.
You know...
There's two of them.
They're two separate shows.
And the Tina Fey one has Alec Baldwin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What a mess.
And like, is maybe an executive, a behind-the-scenes...
Hold on.
Not an executive.
Excuse me, is the Tina Fey one on NBC?
I think they're both on NBC, yeah.
So they're going to have two shows with the same topic on NBC?
Oh, well, I think the Tina Fey one takes place in New York, so they're going to be different.
Oh, but what was I reading today about an upfront for NBC? What's the show? It's with the Hey Now... It's with Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, really? Hank Kingsley.
And he's got a buddy.
And he's another old guy. It might be funny. I mean, if I could remember other actor is that's going to be in the show with him.
I don't remember this early buzz for shows that are going to be on the fall.
Right.
I mean, this is the first time I remember they're really starting the PR blitz early on these shows.
NBC, the reason you're hearing about it now, they announced on Friday the shows they've picked up.
Because they're number four and they're trying hard.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, see you, West Wing.
Okay, I'm sorry it disappointed you.
See you. Wouldn't want to be you. That's all I wanted. A little Toby Ziegler.
They hurt you on the way out.
No,
give me some Toby Ziegler. Now, you gave me plenty of Mary McCormick's boobs, and for that I say thanks.
You wanted to see some of Toby Ziegler's boobs.
Sure. Yeah. I like it. He stood up to the president.
Mm-hmm.
The president got all pissed off at him. I mean, it's only the storyline for the last 4 weeks of the goddamn show.
Was there any emotion at all when he signed the pardon?
No. Mm. No, he's just, you know, cripple.
No drama.
Well, he's got MS on the show, so he's walking around with his cane.
Sorry they disappointed you.
I'm going to sign this now, right?
You really loved that show.
I like the West Wing.
The Adam West Wing.
Frank, the Adam West
Kanye
Wing.
Kanye West Wing. Jerry West Wing. Jim West Wing.
The Wild West Wing.
Okay, hold on a second.
Wild West Wing. You already get that one. Jerry West Wing. Did I say
you
that
had
one?
That. Mike, I'm out. You got me on Jerry West, who is incidentally the guy on the NBA logo. Mike, King of the West.
King of the West. Thank you. Oh.
King of the West.
All the West.
All the West.
King of the West.
Super.
Hold on. No, that's a mistake.
That's always lovely, though.
That's clearly a mistake.
Nothing like some nice harp music in the evening.
Buzz?
Some of our speed limits are going up to 80. That's our story when we return.
We're not here.
Not here.
Not here. Right?
Of course not here.
Somewhere good like Montana, right?
Somewhere like that.
Yeah, somewhere where they have elk.
Oak Street.
Right outside the station.
Right by the McDonald's.
Good luck getting home now, kid.
Okay, we'll be back with more Buzz News and comments.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Wait 2 weeks, let's see.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. They like to talk, and you like to listen.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Two bulletins here. First, Buzz.
Yes.
Boy, they love you. Wow. Your news again. A long-term deal now.
Uh-huh.
This news, weather, music program being brought to you this break again by Frank's Red Hot, bringing you the great taste of authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue food. And we just got an email from somebody at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
Timothy Busfield from
West Wing and 30-something. Right?
He's from Sacramento.
Hello, I knew there was something about him I liked.
There you go.
Yeah. Rob did an abbreviated dance just
Thank
there.
You!
And yet he was able to make something of his life.
Well, but look at what he's made of his life, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because you said that, we're going to get famous Sacramentans now.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know that's
going
to happen.
Well, that'll be fun, don't you think?
Through all different sources, phone, email, and snail mail.
Something tells me he's probably the biggest.
Yeah.
I think he's probably the biggest fish out of there. Hey, for those of you listening on KHTK, if your basketball team was smart, those two midget owners that you have, those guys that own the places in Vegas, they would snap. If you're smart, you snap up Larry Brown like yesterday's
Absolutely.
Business. Mm-hmm. The Knicks are going to let Larry Brown go. They're going to pay him $40 million.
They
to
haven't
get him out
done
of his
it
contract.
Yet, though, right?
No, but the talk is they're going to. Mm-hmm. The Kings would be stupid to pass up Larry Brown. Larry Brown loves a guy. What, Rob?
Did you just start a sentence with, if the people of Sacramento are smart?
Thank you. Get out of here. I'm trying to make a serious point. Thank you.
So
was I. Ron Artest is a problem player.
Yeah.
But Larry Brown loves working with problem players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I ain't saying, but I'm saying.
Right.
You think that Larry Brown can straighten Ron Artest out?
I think, and I ask you not, and I'm talking, you know, I think Shaq is great.
Right.
I think Steve Nash is great. I think the Detroit Pistons are great. I think if they hired Larry Brown as their coach with the team that they had when they lost in the playoffs this year, they could win the NBA championship.
Okay.
If they had Larry Brown as coach of your Sacramento Kings.
Lay Brown.
Why does one guy, I mean, that has so much success, go into his hometown and, the cherry gig, the gig that he's always wanted, at least that's what I read about it, and fail so miserably?
Well, they got to give him a chance. The team sucks.
So the Knicks are you think they're jumping the gun getting rid of
him? Isaiah Thomas, listen, the guy's a retard when it comes to running a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Isaiah Thomas, now I'm going to sound like sports radio, so I got to stop this. Isaiah Thomas was a great basketball player.
Yes.
One of the greatest of all time. He went to the CBA, and he ruined the league. He was the commissioner. He made that league go bankrupt. He went to the Indiana Pacers. He ran them into the ground. He goes to the New York Knicks. He picks awful players. He gives them a tremendous amount of money.
Wow.
He's going to be the coach. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, get him the frig out of there. But you move Larry Brown to Sacramento. Teats up.
Let's see if it happens.
Do it. Make it happen. How do you feel about that, Buzz?
I agree completely.
He's great in the paint. Whatever that means.
You know what that means, Buzz?
Being great in the paint?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means when you're closer to the basket.
Hey!
Homo. Oh, I'm sorry. No. What happened to Winner?
Winner is...
Did we move Winner out of the hot one?
Yeah, I think
Winner
we did.
Winner used to be number 33.
No, we
33.
Moved it to 19.
Oh, here we go.
Winner!
Winner! Winner!
There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
They are raising the speed limit to 80 miles an hour on a couple of interstates through West Texas. Nothing really changes. Transportation officials say most of the people who use those highways were already doing 80 anyway. Why make criminals out of them? 8 will soon be legal, 80 rather, on long stretches of I-10 and I-20. Now, the only thing scary about that is this. A new study shows that 48 million Americans are refusing to buckle up. They're driving like this, not wearing their seatbelts.
Robin Brad.
And the study says most of the violators are young men in rural areas in pickup trucks, like on long stretches of I-10 and I-20 through West Texas.
I like to die.
I like to fall out.
I hear that. Look at Bush on TV. Keep them out.
I hear that.
Yeah!
Now, here's how porn makes your life better.
Oh, okay. I'll
see,
turn that off.
While Hollywood kicks the dust thinking about how it wants to go about this, the porn industry is forged ahead with downloadable DVDs. You pay the fee, you pop a blank DVD into your computer, click, 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 and you've got a DVD you can play on your living room TV.
Daddy like.
Or bedroom TV, or right there at your computer.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang!
Wait a minute. Check him out from Friday. Tell me if you don't love it.
Johnny Darko, yeah. Let him in, I'll watch it.
Now, porn has, throughout history, either prompted or promoted advances in entertainment technology. Cameras, VCRs,
hold on.
Computers, and the internet hold have on. All been driven at some stage by porn. Go ahead, ask away.
I know you love
Please,
porn.
Please, I'm taking questions.
I know you love porn. Just repeat the last part again.
Porn has, throughout history, since the dawn of time, since they wrote on cave walls, porn has either prompted or promoted advances in the entertainment technology.
More than, say, Cecil B. DeMille, the guy with MGM.
In a way, yes. Some of the first movies ever assigned to film.
Brian De Palma, Martin Scorsese.
They all have pornographers to thank. Some of the first movies ever made were of naked women.
Steve Spielberg.
Yes, they all have to thank porn for their success.
I like that.
Hugh Hefner wanted to be able to watch porn in his house, so he got a TV station-sized video recorder to play back movies on his televisions, and that was the beginning of the VCR.
You know,
technology driven by porn.
We can thank Hef for that.
Absolutely. And look where we are now. We have hard disk players, we have computers, and cameras. Even the Polaroid camera might have died out if the use of it for porn hadn't kept it alive.
Wait a minute, hold on. Now, I love porn as much as you do. Well, no, I don't. You love it more.
That's right.
Don't you think that the Polaroid camera, the Brownie camera, whatever it was,
right,
you know, back in the day.
You said Brownie.
Don't you think that it would have stood on its own merits just with, like, people taking pictures of their kids? Or are you doing this for the show, or do you really think that porno made, like the Kodak camera what it is?
There is evidence that pornography has prompted or promoted the advancement of entertainment technology throughout history.
All right, Dr. Kinsey, that's all I have.
First drawings on cave walls were, you know, a caveman doing a cave woman.
Really?
It's true.
All right. I love it when you go off the script. See, now Buzz is not working off his prompted script.
Here.
That's
when he stars in his one-man show that I call Passions.
That's an excellent name.
Thank you.
I'll use it.
That's a good newscast, Buzz. There you go. That's right. Cameras important because of pornography.
Sure. So now Hollywood has the porn industry to thank for downloadable DVDs. Hollywood has, up to this point, seen the internet as a threat. Expect that to change, and change very soon. Quoting the founder of a consumer electronics think tank, leave it to porn again to take the lead.
I really do believe that when you are going to be able to download all your DVDs, that will be a major revolutionary step in entertainment.
And in porno, wouldn't that be a stink tank, not a think tank?
Exactly.
Okay.
A couple of cases of restaurant rage when we return.
Oh. Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Oh, yeah.
And?
That's owner-directed at customers.
Dennis Murphy, too. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Warning, may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
How about an oopsie?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
About some Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Finally, Des Moines, Iowa, family's been banned from a Chinese restaurant buffet for going back without cleaning their plates. Quoting the cashier, they take one bite and throw it away. We welcome her back if she has respect and knows what she wants. Quoting the mom, you know kids. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. An employee at Checkers threw a cup of hot grease on a customer. The woman has serious burns. The 17-year-old has been charged with assault and fired. The woman's knees had spat upon the employee. You know kids. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You gotta burn.
You gotta burn, Checkers. You gotta burn.
Burn.
Burn,
baby. You gotta burn, baby.
You gotta put the tapes in the machine.
No! Joan Jett, no.
Yes. Oh, Joan Jett, yes.
You love
like
her.
What the hell? We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and you.
You go to the store.
I am.
Okay, good.
And you go home and you give your son some clean sheets.
Okay, I will.
Okay?
Clean sheets.
I'll tell you about that another time.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. When it involves sheets and Rob, I know what it's about.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.